It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good morning and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. Sam, the Marauders going for the series win today, and this week has brought no shortage of excitement.
Absolutely not. The Marauders had a great first three games of the series, come from behind wins in the first three. Unfortunately, have dropped the last two of the series, looking to take the series in this one with a heated FSL West race coming up.
Now, the bullpen has been much better over the last two games than they were over the previous 2 weeks. Bradenton turning in scoreless bullpen efforts on Friday night as well as last night. Last night it was Will Cobos and Drew Irvin getting the job done behind starter Yoelvi Rosario, who struggled. Marauders looking for a strong start today out of Po Yu Chen here in this crucial Sunday afternoon matchup.
Absolutely. In the first three games, The pitching was less than optimal, but the bats came alive and kept them in it. And the second two games, pitching was fantastic, and the bats just couldn't quite keep up with Fort Myers.
Here on the pregame show, we will step aside as we prepare for the finale of a six-game series. When we come back, the weekly farm report coming up for you. Double-A Altoona flying solos. We will hear from John Moses, the voice of the Double-A Altoona Curve, on the latest of what's going on up at that level of the Pirates organization. Farm report coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses. A week to remember in Altoona as the Curve Bats have finally gotten back on track with 3 wins out of 5 games against the Akron Rubber Ducks this week. Nick Gonzalez and Andy Rodriguez paced the Curve offense, with Rodriguez picking up 3 homers and 5 runs batted in, including homering from both sides of the plate in Thursday night's win, just the 5th time in franchise history that Altoona has had a player homer from both sides of the plate in the same game. On the mound, right-hander Carmen Majinski turned in one of his best outings of the season in the series opener, spinning 6 innings of 3-run ball with 5 strikeouts on an efficient 88 pitches. Majinski has had a bit of an up-and-down campaign, but ranks 2nd on the team with 96 strikeouts and feels like he's beginning to turn the corner with a mechanical adjustment he made prior to Tuesday's start.
I looked back at video of, you know, times where I was successful and had, you know, good results, and I just really noticed that I was a bit more loaded into that back hip and using the rotational ability that I have to get down the mound a bit more, and like really in a sense just like starting that engine a little bit earlier, just so when I do get down the mound and it's time to rotate and use that energy, that I have a bit of a load on the backside instead of just driving straight into it. And I feel like that adjustment has helped me just get a little bit more out in front with my hand, which is going to make it a bit easier with command, and then also it's going to help me get down the mound a little bit more efficiently. It just helps your body feel a bit better and get a little bit more into your legs through the game.
Carmen takes the ball for the Curve this afternoon at 1 o'clock as Altoona goes for a series win over the Rubber Ducks at People's Natural Gas Field. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Our thanks to John Moses, the voice of the AA Altoona Curve, for his contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. We have the starting lineups coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Marauders pregame show continues. Let's meet today's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are 24-34 here in the second half. They are 65-57 overall. And here's how the first half champs of the West Division line up today. Center fielder Misael Urbina leads off with third baseman Tanner Schobel batting second. Left fielder Kalai Rosario hits third with catcher Noah Cardenas in the cleanup spot. Shortstop Ben Ross bats fifth. Second baseman Rubel Cespedes is double play partner. He bats sixth. Designated hitter Keone Cavaco bats seventh. Right fielder Carlos Aguiar, just activated off the injured list yesterday, bats eighth. And the first baseman Dylan Tatum bats ninth for the Mighty Muscles, who send the crafty lefty Jordan Carr out to the mound. Carr has faced the Marauders twice previously this season. His last time out in, 1 month ago exactly, August the 4th, he threw 6 shutout innings against the Marauders, striking out 4, walking none, allowing just 3 hits. For the Marauders today, a record of 34-24 in the second half. They are tied for second place in the West Division, just a half game back of first place Dunedin. Here's how the Marauders line up for this homestand finale here at Lee Comp Park. Shortstop Sung Che Ching draws the leadoff duties yet again. Designated hitter Matt Gorski, the outfielder on minor league rehab from AA, bats second. Second baseman Tamar Johnson anchors down the number 3 spot in the order. Third baseman Jack Brannigan bats cleanup, still looking to drive himself out of a slump that he's been in over the last 2 weeks. Left fielder Tanner Treadaway
bats fifth. First baseman Norquis Marcos hits sixth. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats seventh. Catcher Nick Cimillo bats eighth. And the right fielder Josiah Dixon bats ninth for Bradenton, who sends right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the hill. Chen has made 21 starts this season for the Marauders and brings in a 4.44 ERA and a 1.23 whip. Strikeout numbers pretty good, 99 strikeouts over 96 and one-third innings. He has allowed just 36 walks in the meantime. And last weekend against Dunedin, a terrific start for Chen. Five scoreless innings, allowed only two hits, two walks, and struck out four. There are your starting lineups. There's the pitching matchup here for this Sunday afternoon series finale here at Leacom Park. And Sam, looking forward to an epic matchup today.
Absolutely. Two great teams looking at it. A little tune-up for Fort Myers as they are the first half champs, looking to go into the playoffs rolling. Marauders looking to grab a hold of that second half spot.
And that frantic postseason chase continues here down the stretch run. As we mentioned, the Marauders tied with the Tampa Tarpons, just a half game out of first place Dunedin. Also, the Lakeland Flying Tigers hanging around in the mix. They are only a few games out of first place, and they're just making things interesting. Sam, there's always that one team hanging in the background, lurking in the shadows, that just threatens to blow up the whole picture and make things chaotic.
Absolutely. Anything can happen, especially in minor league baseball. It'd be an exciting last week.
That's a wrap here on our pregame show. When we come back, first pitch between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles is coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back, everyone. Inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth as we see right-hander Po Yu Chen taking his warm-up tosses on the hill. 20-year-old from Taoyuan City, Taiwan, and as the legendary Sam Longstreth just brought to my attention, and a little reminder, Po Yu Chen is near a nice little milestone. He is sitting at 99 strikeouts on the season, one shy of a nice even 100, Sam.
Absolutely, and counting stats are huge in baseball, and that's a big accomplishment, especially in single-A minor league baseball. Good work on him this season.
And if all goes well for Chen today, he also has the chance to eclipse the 100 innings pitched plateau. There are our two magic words of the day, play ball, from our young play ball fan down there on the third baseline. Po Yu Chen still circling through his warm-up tosses. He's going with a high socks look today, those high black socks paired with the royal blue glove as per usual. The numbers for Chen on the season, 4.44 earned run average to go with a 1.23 whip. 99 strikeouts against 36 walks for him this season. That four-pitch arsenal, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider, each of those pitches has a high spin rate. And he'll go to work here against a right-handed heavy lineup for the Mighty Muscles. Misael Urbina leads off once again for the visitors. Glad he could join us tonight, or rather today, on this Sunday afternoon. Chen, left hip facing home plate, sets, lifts his leg and deals the game's first pitch. First one is high and tight on a fastball. We're underway at 12:03 p.m., 88 degrees and sunny here at Lecom Park. And again, we thank you for joining us. Marauders lead this series 3-2, looking for a series win today. The 1-0, fastball fouled right back this way. Look out, that's going to fall back down. Heads up below. Plate umpire Trey Ward, hearing that ball hit the ground behind him. So Trey Ward is the home plate umpire. Chad Westlake on the bases. And the challenge system, of course, is in play once again today. 1-1 pitch. Slow curveball swung on, chopped foul. Couple love bugs making their way into the booth here. Couples afternoon here at the ballpark, I guess. 1-2 the count on Misael Urbina, who hails from Venezuela. 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. Here comes the 1-2 to the right-handed hitter. Curveball again. This one misses high.
Bending out of the way of that curveball there.
Urbina showing off the high purple socks. The Mighty Muscles in the traditional road grays. The Marauders in the home whites. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him. Solid start for Po Yu Chen, and there it is. Strikeout number 100 on the season.
Attaway Po Yu.
So Chen will go to work next against Tanner Schobel, number 15 prospect in the Twins organization, according to Baseball America. One out, nobody on to get things started as Chen fires home to Schobel, who takes a fastball strike at 92.
Lots of versatility from this Fort Myers lineup. Feels like everybody's played almost every position so far this series.
Certainly feels like that as the 0-1 to Schobel swung on and bounced on. One hop to the second baseman Johnson. He has it. Easy toss to first in time. Two up and two down.
No issue there for Johnson, who's made some nice plays over the course of this series. Nice easy flip over to Marcos.
Talk about versatility, and we'll see him a little bit later in the order. Ben Ross, shortstop hitting fifth, who's had a solid and productive series for the Muscles. He'll be batting fifth today. He's played four different positions, as well as designated hitter. Kalai Rosario leads off here. Or rather, bats next with two outs. Quick turnaround. First pitch is inside for a ball. It is a, for all of us staff members here at the ballpark, pretty quick turnaround from those Saturday nights to these Sunday afternoons. Part of the wrinkle of these homestands, the 1-0 pitch is taken low, pretty close.
Yeah, quick turnaround for us here this morning, but we get to enjoy our beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Bradenton.
No score, Lecom, top of the first with two men out. Chen brings the 2-0. Rosario swings and smashes a ground ball base hit to left field. And Kalai Rosario over the last few games has been a menace against Bradenton pitching.
He's been on base, feels like, all the time, but he hit it right between Chen and Brannigan down there, between short and third. Nothing doing for him there. Nice job by Kalai.
Last night, Rosario, two singles, also scored twice and reached down an error. He has a two-out single. Noah Cardenas bats next. On-base percentage over 400 for Cardenas, the Southern California native. First pitch, big curveball, drops in a strike.
Beautiful job there for Chen. You mentioned earlier he's got a high spin rate, but that can be tough to control at times.
He's done a decent job of that so far. He's also gotten a couple of those swings and misses, especially from Misael Urbina, who led off this game. The 0-1, curveball again. That's in there, strike two. Curveball looking good here against Noah Cardenas. Very soft breeze in from center field here. Imagine it wouldn't make a whole world of difference with balls hit in the air. Chen looking in for the signal from Nick Cimillo. Rosario on first base, two outs. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Her ball swung on, chopped to third, foul. Now, this is interesting. Somebody throwing in the Marauders bullpen, whoever that is, though, has his little pullover sweater on over the jersey.
Interesting.
Still 0-2 on Cardenas. Tall, upright stance from the right side. The 0-2 once more, swung on, lined base hit to right field. Up at the ball, Josiah Dixon, lead runner Rosario, stops at second base. And the Mighty Muscles continue to do this. See a Marauders pitcher get the first two men gone of the inning, and then the Muscles just chip away, a couple of two-out base runners, and those have tended to turn into runs over these last few nights.
Out number three, one of the most elusive things in sports. Back-to-back hits here for the Muscles, first to left and now to right.
Here is the aforementioned Ben Ross, who's played four different positions in this series, as well as the designated hitter last night. So if you want to technically call that a fifth different position in the series, you certainly may. First pitch to Ross. Just low, a ball. Now Ross fits perfectly into this Mighty Muscles lineup. All season it's been a lethal combination of on-base ability and power. Two home runs for Ross at his 16 games as a Muscle. Two aboard with two away. The 1-0. He takes low again. Very close.
Good take there from him.
Mighty Muscles as a unit lead the FSL with a 341 on base percentage. Second in slugging percentage at 374. Third in home runs, first in walks. This is a tough, tough lineup. 2-0. Ross takes this one low. Po Yu Chen nibbling around that bottom border of the zone. Keep in mind the Marauders have the ability to challenge these calls. They have not done so yet today.
They were very successful on quite a few challenges last night.
Sung Jae Chang responsible for a number of those. Chen behind 3-0, pitch number 4. That is at the knees, a strike. Similar location to a couple of those pitches. This one finds the zone.
Little flick of the glove from Cimillo there might have helped him out.
Chen with those top couple of buttons of the white jersey. Left unbuttoned, showing that black undershirt. He sets, brings the 3-1 now, swung on, fouled out of play, first base side.
Along with that teal glove there from Po Yu Chen, looks like he's matching his shoelaces as well.
Gotta color coordinate.
You gotta.
I believe this is a new look here late season for Chen. No long sleeves underneath, typically does go with the long sleeves. 3-2, runners go, swing and a miss, and down goes Ross. The inning is over, Po Yu Chen fans a couple here in a scoreless first inning. Head to the bottom of the first. No score early on at Lee Cobb Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
The Beautiful Sunday afternoon here at Leecom Park, the final Sunday home game of this 2022 regular season. Gazing out from over the visitor's dugout, third base side here at Leecom Park. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. We journey to the bottom of the first inning. Sung Che Chang, regular leadoff man for the Marauders, steps into the box against left-hander Jordan Carr from the Mighty Muscles. Lefty kicks and deals, and Chang looks at a fastball strike. Crafty left-hander, born in Baltimore, makes his home in Baltimore still. Selected out of UNC Asheville and the College of Charleston. He brings the 0-1. Chang takes a breaking ball too high. Numbers for Carr for Fort Myers this season. 3.57 ERA across 12 appearances, 8 starts, 1.15 whip. Very good. The 1-1 now. Chang looks at a ball a little too high. Pretty close.
Chang's got one of the best eyes on this team. Draws a lot of walks. See if he can continue that trend here.
Leads the team in walks, in fact. Count 2-1 as Carr offers up pitch number 4. Swinging a soft bouncer, first base line. It bounces foul. Checking out the stat line for Sung Che Chang in what has been a fantastic first season here at Single A. Full season ball. 277 batting average. Playing in his 100th game today, by the way.
A lot of hundreds.
Six home runs, 51 runs batted in, 59 walks leads the team, 379 OBP, 432 slugging percentage. Good numbers all across the board. Carr, hands together away from his chest, 2-2 pitch, Chang swings and misses, he's down on strikes. Let's meet the Marauders, or rather the Mighty Muscles defense this afternoon. In the outfield from left to right, it's Kalai Rosario, Misael Urbina, and right fielder is Carlos Aguiar. Third baseman, Tanner Schobel. Shortstop, Ben Ross. Second baseman, Rubel Cespedes. The first baseman, Dylan Tatum. And the catcher, Noah Cardenas. Matt Gorski steps in next. The first pitch. Right-hand slugger takes a little high. We'll, of course, be paying close attention to the Dunedin-Tampa doubleheader going on today. First place Dunedin in Game 1, currently leading the Tarpons 5-0 at the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0 to Gorski. Checks his swing and a pitch that finds the inside corner anyway. And the Marauders are challenging it. And Gorski unsuccessful in his challenge. Marauders down to 2 now. Quiet Sunday afternoon here at Leecom Park. Folks enjoying this final Marauders home game of the 2022 regular season. 1-1. Fastball for strike 2. Actually may have been an off-speed there. Marauders hoping to play at least one more game here at Leecom Park. Looking to enter postseason play, they would face the Mighty Muscles in the first round of the playoffs. 1-2. Gorski swings and lines one hard to left field. That's a base hit. Matt Gorski squares one up. Exit velo of 106.7 on the one-out single.
Nice piece of hitting there from Gorski. Lines it in to left. He's been very good so far for the Marauders since his rehab assignment down here from Altoona.
Playing a handful of games for Bradenton. Back this afternoon, his fourth game on rehab. Now we see Termar Johnson for this lefty-on-lefty matchup. Carr stares at first base. The pitch. Johnson swings. Grounds one to short. Could be two. Ross looks to second. Goes to first. Close play. And Johnson is out by just a step. Well, the second baseman Cespedes a little bit slow to get to the bag. So the shortstop Ross felt that that was not a wise decision to throw that way. So he goes to first for the out on Johnson instead.
Yeah, if the second baseman Cespedes is there on the bag, potentially able to turn two there. But with Johnson's speed, wise decision by Ross to throw the first. Throw to first to get at least one.
Here's Jack Brannigan, a man on second. Gorski, two outs. The pitch. Brannigan takes a fastball strike. Now looking at the replay there, the second baseman Cespedes was playing way over to the pole side on lefty hitter Johnson. So maybe not so much Cespedes being slow to cover the bag, just had a long distance to cover. Carr, the 0-1. And Brannigan takes one in the dirt, scooped out by Cardenas.
We're seeing a lot less of the shift, especially with the pie slice now out behind second base. But there's still hints of it here down in the minor leagues.
Absolutely. Well, the second baseman Cespedes is just about towing that chalk line there on the second baseman's side. 1-1. Brannigan swings and shoots one far and deep down the right field line, but foul. The pie slice, the cone of shame, the wedge of doom, whatever your preferred nickname is for it. That latest shift restriction took effect in the second half of the season, right when the Marauders were in Clearwater, in fact, for that three-game series. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Brannigan swings in, taps one foul. Little start and stop off second base there by Gorski before the pitch.
I know initially with the pie slice, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, man, that's kind of an eyesore. But as the second half here has progressed, it's not as much of a nuisance, I would say, as you think it would be.
1-2 on Jack Brannigan, trying to drive home the first run of the game here in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-2, he takes off the outside corner away, 2-2. Jordan Carr thought he had him, started walking off the mound.
Great take there from Brannigan. Looked like it might have caught the outside part of the plate from up here in the booth, but good job down there by Jack.
Fastball touching 90 that time from Carr. That's the hardest heater we've seen from him today. He's not an overpowering thrower. 2-2 toss. Brannigan swings and fouls this one back. A nice battle. Six pitches in the at-bat here by Jack Brannigan. Pitch number 7 coming next. Marauders and Mighty Muscles playing game number 6, finale of a 6-game series. Bradenton trying to take the series from Fort Myers. It would be their 5th series loss in their last 6 series played for the Muscles. 2-2 again. Brannigan swings, drives one deep left field down the line, but foul. That had at least extra bases written all over it, but it skims up against the netting, protecting the LaPensi party deck. So just a long foul ball keeps the at-bat going.
It's really been a season of two halves for Fort Myers. Won the West in the first half, has struggled here in the second half, but still overall record looking very good at 65-57.
2-2 the count. Left-hander Carr ready, delivers, and Brannigan swings and sprays another one foul over toward his teammates in the dugout. Well, during the Mighty Muscles' recent skid, losing 4 of their last 5 series as we touched on, that includes a series at their home ballpark against the Marauders. Bradenton took 4 of 6 earlier in the month of August from the Muscles. Count still remains 2-2. Pitch number 9 to Brannigan. There goes Gorski for third. Here's a swing and a drive deep left. Rosario to his right makes the catch and a hard hit ball inning over. The Marauders get nothing and leave a man stranded here in the first. No score moving to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Enjoying the shaded seats here at Lee Comm Park on this bright and sunny Sunday afternoon. Temperature right around 90 degrees. Feels closer to 100, according to the official feels like. Rubel Cespedes leads off for the Mighty Muscles here in the second. Fouls the first pitch back.
Late summer in Florida. Gotta love it.
That's right. 0-1 on Rubel Cespedes. Batting 6th in the order, playing second base for the Mighty Muscles here in the series finale. Outfield playing him relatively deep. The 0-1 swung on and roped down the first baseline foul. Rubel Cespedes signed with the Twins in 2019 from Azua in the Dominican Republic. 22 years old, pure left-handed hitter. Right fielder Josiah Dixon clearing that foul ball from the field. He jogs back out to his position. Chen ready. Set of the chest, his 0-2 pitch. Cespedes with a swing and a line drive. Base hit into center field. Mighty Muscles already with their third hit of the game. And here's the leadoff single in the second. Trying to strike first in this contest.
Just right back up the middle there from Cespedes. Nice piece of hitting there. Fortunately for the Marauders so far, all three hits have been singles. So no major damage yet.
Here's Keone Cavaco, righty on a righty. Pou-Yu Chen, a couple of strikeouts and a scoreless first inning. He has crossed the 100 strikeout plateau for the year. First pitch is strike to Cavaco. Chen came into this game, 99 strikeouts. He whiffed Misael Urbina leading off the game for number 100, then got Ben Ross swinging to end that first inning. The 0-1 to Cavaco, swings and lines one left field. This is going to be a fair ball and headed toward the corner. Left fielder Treadaway chasing after it. Into third base is Cespedes. He's going to try and score. Relay throw home coming from Chang. On a bounce. It is not going to be in time as Cimillo can't make a tag. Throw into third base. Not in time as Cavaco gets to third. And for the sixth straight game, the Mighty Muscles score first.
Just a little bloop single down the left field line there from Cavaco as it rolls into the corner, Treadaway giving chase. And Cespedes able to score on a slide. The throw came in right in front of Cimillo down there on a bounce. He's able to corral it, but can't make the swipe tag on Cespedes down there at home.
Sung Jae Cheng, a nice effort on that throw. A little bit on the first base side, and tough bounce for Cimillo to handle. So runner on third, nobody out. Third baseman Brannigan playing in here. Carlos Aguiar takes a swing of the first pitch and fouls it off. So I imagine that goes down as a double, and yes, it does for Keone Cavaco. He takes third as the throw came home.
Some nice base running there from him to advance all the way to third on that.
The 0-1 to Aguiar. Curveball misses high. Looking at the numbers, they're not very good when the opponent scores first against the Marauders this season. When the opponent scores first, Bradenton 24-46 this season. The 1-1 delivery, fastball low. And while you don't want to make too many rash judgments based on what happens early in a game, it's a long nine innings, something to be said for setting a tone by being the first team on the scoreboard. 2-1 on Aguiar, number 8 hitter in the order. The pitch, swung on, fouled it back. Aguiar, the 21-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela, signed with the Twins 5 years ago. Was just activated off the injured list yesterday. At third base, Keone Cavaco, he doubled, driving in a run, took third on the throw home late. 2-2, Aguiar swings and misses, down he goes.
Nice offseat pitch there from Chen. Got him swinging on that one. One out here in the Fort Myers second.
Another look at that off-speed offering from Chad. Some sick movement on that changeup, looked like, getting the Aguiar swing and miss. One out, still runner on third. Here's Dylan Tatum to the plate. First pitch swinging, he crushes it. Deep left field, backing up Treadaway. Looking up, this ball is way gone. Two-run homer off the bat of Dylan Tatum, and the Mighty Muscles increase their lead to 3-0.
He knew it right off the bat. High fly ball out to left field. Little bat flip as he goes down the first baseline. The Muscles out in front, 3-0.
Sixth home run of the season for Dylan Tatum. Runs batted in, numbers 18 and 19 for him. And the home runs continue to bite the Marauders pitching staff lately. Big three-run shot by Nate Baez in last night's games. We see that last pitch all right down the center of the zone. Here's Misael Urbina taking one just over the dome. It's an off-speed pitch, though. No intention there from Chen.
As you mentioned during the break, the differential for the run differential for Marauders by inning. Second inning has been a troublesome inning so far here for the Marauders. A negative 11 run differential over the course of the season.
Fastball strike from Chen. Evens up at 1-1 on Misael Urbina. The early innings overall have not been kind to Bradenton in terms of that run differential. 1-1, Urbina takes outside. Run differential per inning over the first four collectively this season. Minus 7 in the first, minus 11 in the second, plus 6 in the third, but minus 9 in the fourth. 2-1 on its way from the right-hander. Low and outside, and now Chen losing his sharpness on his command.
This team has gotten behind early, but based on the run differential in later innings, they've been able to at least claw themselves back in the game. A plus 13 run differential in the sixth and a plus 16 in the seventh.
3-1 pitch swung on, lifted to left field, fairly shallow. Chang, the shortstop, out and makes the catch. Left fielder Tanner Treadaway was charging in hard, but Chang made an authoritative call and catch. And I think Treadaway is joking around with Chang here. They're sharing smiles and laughs with one another. I think Treadaway's saying, hey, that's mine. Don't take that away from me.
They're both calling mine, mine, mine. We could hear it all the way up here in the booth. Chang takes control and out all the same.
Two outs, nobody aboard. Here's Tanner Schobel. Pitch number one, swung on, grounded hard to short. Worm burner right to Chang. He grabs it, throws on to first on target. Inning over, but three runs cross, including a two-run homer by Tatum. 3-0 Mighty Muscles heading to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back at Lee-Com Park, the final Sunday afternoon game of the 2022 regular season. Spencer Smith and Sam Longstreth back with you. Just a gorgeous sunny day. Tanner Treadaway leading off for the Marauders here in the second. Jordan Carr back to work for the Muscles. The toss is in for a strike. Bumpy top of the second inning by Po-Yu Chen. Gave up back-to-back hits to open the second. Single by Rubel Cespedes. RBI double Keone Cavaco. Then a two-run blast to left by Dylan Tatum. 0-1 from the lefty. Swing and a miss. Treadaway behind it. Count quickly 0-2. Treadaway working on a nice 14-game on-base streak. Calls time. Redoing the Velcro on his batting gloves. 10th round pick by the Pirates out of Oklahoma. Treadaway hitting 214 games, but a .385 on-base percentage. Upright and tall stance from the right side. Here comes the 0-2. Swings and grounds it to the second baseman. One bounce to Cespedes. Grabs it. Sidearm toss over to first. In time. One gone.
Nice job by Treadaway. At least putting it in play there with an 0-2 count. Little lazy ground ball there to Cespedes. One out in the Marauder half of the second.
Treadaway just hitting right where that ball is pitched. Outside half of the plate. Has been really good at putting that ball in play. Here's Norquis Marcos, a man who's had a little bit more swing and a miss in his game. Although some increased power this summer for him. The toss, outside.
Marcos with one of the more unique batting stances you'll see as he stands in that right-handed batter's box and points that bat directly back at the pitcher.
Still going with that Julio Franco-esque stance with that bat point. The 1-0 pitch swung on, bounced hard to third. Backhanded by Schobel, who retreats a bit on it. Throw to first, a frozen rope in time to get him. So the Marauders' first two men retired here at the dish in the bottom of the second, trailing 3-0.
Schobel deep in the hole there at third. Took a laser of a throw to get Marcos there at first.
Here's Sergio Campagna, who's swinging the bat well. Left-hander tosses. Campagna takes just outside. Carr looked like he thought about challenging. He doesn't. Sergio Campagna batting .385 over his last four games. A home run and two runs batted in during that brief span. 1-0. Takes on the inside half a strike. Just one base runner for the Marauders as we play with two outs in the second. It was a one-out single by Matt Gorski in the first that went for naught. 1-1 offering. Campagna takes strike two.
Campagna's been one of those players where when he is on, he is on. But when he is off, he's really off.
He's gone through some prolonged slumps, but still riding the hot hand here. The 1-2 pitch comes in tight, 2-2. Now we've seen Campagna go through long swaths of time where he'll strike out quite a bit. Then all of a sudden, he'll bust right back through again, flash the power. Especially loves hitting at the home ballpark. His numbers here at Lee Come much better than those on the road. 2-2 the count. The offering. Check swing, and yes, he went around, says Trey Ward. Strike three. The inning is over, and the Marauders go in order. Run to the third here at Lee Come. 3-0, the Mighty Muscles lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders trying to finish their home slate of games here in 2022 strong. Off to a rocky start, though, trailing the Mighty Muscles 3-0. Po Yu Chen back to pitch the third inning for Bradenton. Kalai Rosario leads off for the Muscles. First pitch, curveball, just misses, dropped by Nick Cimillo. Kalai Rosario, opposite field single his first time up. Three runs, five hits early on for the Mighty Muscles. Here's the 1-0. Curveball again drops in for a strike. Chen really favoring that curveball today.
He's had the old Uncle Charlie working for him so far.
It's a slow, low 70s curveball, one of the slower ones in the FSL. 1-1 pitch. Curveball again, this time just a hair low. A lot of Chen's misses from the strike zone are not by much. A lot of them have been right below that lower border. He brings the 2-1. Fastball driven deep to left field on the run. Treadaway to his right. Makes the catch. Full stride. Tanner Treadaway, nice read. A nice jump on it. Makes the catch.
Tanner Treadaway looking like a gazelle out there in left field. Nice long strides. Makes the catch on the run. Out number one.
Had a nice pregame conversation with Treadaway earlier this past week. And talked about Derek Jeter being one of his childhood heroes. Watching baseball. And you can see it in the way he plays out there. Noah Cardenas, first pitch, a check swing foul. Got all crossed up on that swing. And Treadaway, definitely the scrappy type of guy. He'll hit to all fields. Likes to go to the opposite field frequently, as did Jeter. Really grinds, really hustles. Every single play, we've seen him make a couple of impressive diving plays out there in left field as well. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Noah Cardenas. It's in the dirt.
Treadaway, 10th round pick out of Oklahoma, as they had some success this past season in the College World Series. I'm sure quite the change coming from Omaha all the way to Bradenton, Florida for him.
1-1, curveball high and inside, almost clips Cardenas on the shoulder. He turns away from it. Cardenas at the plate. Ben Ross waiting his turn in the on-deck circle for the Mussels, who lead the Marauders 3-0 today. 2-1. Fastball. Line to left field. Down the line. A fair ball. And this one headed toward the corner. Treadaway picks it up. And it doesn't look like he'll be able to make a play anywhere. So it's a double stroke down the left field line by Noah Cardenas. A two-hit ball game for him. And the Mighty Mussels in the hit column yet again. Their sixth hit of the day. With just one away here in the third inning now.
Fort Myers so far has really been living right on the edge of that foul line there. A couple of them just falling fair down that left field line. This one about a foot and a half fair, rolls into the corner once again, and the Mighty Mussels have Cardenas at second.
So here is Ben Ross, and before he gets settled into the box, mound meeting between Cimillo and Chen. Cimillo covering his mouth with his mitt as he converses with Chen. Pat with a glove onto the backside of his battery mate before he heads off. Mighty Mussels trying to tack onto their lead. 3-0. Runner on second base. One away. Po Yu Chen trying to keep it as close as possible. That's been the narrative the last couple of games for the Marauders. First pitch, curveball. A strike. Really all season long, Po Yu Chen never afraid to work a hitter backwards. He'll pretty freely go off speed on a first pitch. Curveball command. Pretty solid today. Haven't seen much of the slider or the changeup yet. Pickoff to second base. Low throw and almost gets through the wickets of Tamar Johnson, but he knocks it down. Even if that throw had been on target, more than likely Cardenas still gets back in safely.
Nice job by Johnson being able to knock that ball down. If it skitters into center field, Cardenas is on third easily.
Ben Ross, Twins' fifth-round selection this year out of Notre Dame College in Ohio. 0-1, curveball outside. Notre Dame College, located in the Cleveland area. Ben Ross playing shortstop for the second time in this series today. He's also played third base, second base, left field in this series alone. 1-1. That's at the knees. A called strike dropped by Cimillo. Couldn't squeeze it into the mitt. Ball stays close, though, so no advance from Cardenas. Comfortable breeze, helping keep folks comfortable in the seats here. Man, a little bit of the broadcasters here in the booth, that's starting to come in our way. That feels glorious.
That is fantastic.
We will take it, gladly. The 1-2 from Chen. Swing and a drive down the right field line. This is going to be a long run for Josiah Dixon. Does he have a chance at it? No, he does not, as it skims up against the netting. Now ricochets all the way into right field.
That ball kept tailing away from Josiah Dixon there in right. A good running effort, but as it ticks off the netting. And he throws it to a fan there in the stands.
Imagine you saw Sam Haggerty of the Mariners make that Spider-Man-style catch in the netting for the Mariners the other day.
Absolutely.
This one a little bit too high for Dixon, so really didn't have much of a chance at it. That's one added benefit or a fun little quirk of that extended netting. I've seen plays like that. It's been fun to watch. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, bounced to third. Brannigan can't knock it down on the backhand. He does keep it close, though. Runner at second base. Cardenas will not move anywhere, but up to first base on the miscue and a ground ball goes Ben Ross, and that's been ruled an error on Jack Brannigan, just his third of the season.
Tough hop there for Brannigan down at third as he tries to backhand that baseball. Hits what looks like the heel of his glove there and just falls to the ground. Wise decision by him not to throw over to first base to try and catch the speedy Ross.
So the errors continue to be a problem for the Marauders. 135 on the season. That is second most in the league. Brayton trying not to let it give rise to a run. Here's Rubel Cespedes. First pitch, swinging big and fouling it back. Cespedes opened up the second inning for the Mighty Mussels with a single. And that opened up that three-run rally, top of the second. Keone Cavaco, RBI double. Dylan Tatum, two-run bomb. Time called in the box by Cespedes. Of course, the errors figured prominently into last night's game as well. One each by the middle infielders Cheng and Johnson. Gave way to four unearned runs in that second inning last night. 0-1, Cespedes swings, bounces it, foul, first baseline. First base coach and the bench coach, Takashi Miyoshi, vacating the premises, getting out of the way. Yoshi, a number of years in the Twins organization, was previously coaching in the Gulf Coast League for the Twins. Second year on staff as bench coach for the Mighty Muscles. First and second with one away for the Muscles. Chen ahead 0-2 on Rubel Cespedes. Here's the pitch from the righty. Low and inside. A good block by Cimillo. The runners can't go anywhere. Nice job there by Cimillo working around the feet of Cespedes. Even though Cespedes will take some big swings, sometimes uncontrolled, two strikes doesn't necessarily mean that he's toast as he roped that base hit last time with two strikes. Open stance from the left side. The 1-2 is in the dirt again. Cimillo, another good block.
Hoyu Chen's been, he hasn't been afraid to go in the zone, but he has done a little bit of nibbling outside of the zone here so far today.
54 pitches thrown as he performs on the mound with one out in the third inning. A little bit higher than ideal for the pitch count. Now the 2-2. Swinging a fly ball left field, twisting toward the line. Tanner Treadaway running over. Does he have room? No, not quite. That skims the netting and was well out of his reach vertically. Nothing he could really do about it, so it remains 2-2.
Yeah, as he's running toward the padding there in the left field, the corner just nicks off the netting. No play there from him.
We can see a lot of these recent Pirates draft picks join the Marauders during the past month of August, now here in early September, starting to get a little more familiar with the dimensions of this ballpark. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, and Cespedes retired. Two away here in the third inning.
Huge strikeout there for Chen, retiring Cespedes. Two outs here in the Fort Myers third, looking to keep him scoreless in the frame.
And Chen breaking ball, getting him swinging. First and second, two outs. Keone Cavaco, the batter, takes high and inside. Pitch just blazing right by his knuckles, almost getting him. Fort Myers 3, Bradenton nothing. Visitors half of the third inning. The 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss. 93 on the radar gun. 93-94. That's about the highest we'll see Chen typically.
Cavaco was thinking left field bleachers on that swing.
And he has done that multiple times this season. 9 home runs for him. That's third most among active Mighty Muscles hitters. Kalai Rosario leads the team, 12 home runs. Carlos Aguiar has 10 in just 40 games. 1-1 coming. Curveball at the knees, outside corner, a strike. Cavaco is challenging it. Let's see what happens. This call is upheld. That's the first unsuccessful challenge by Fort Myers today. So the count 1-2 on Cavaco. Let's see if Chen can grab that final strike of the inning to retire the side. Cardenas on second, Ross on first base. Mighty Muscles looking to add on to their lead. Chen tosses home the 1-2 in the dirt. Cimillo knocks it down, keeping it close. Swiftly picks the ball up. No advance from the runners.
A little bit of a waste pitch there from Chen, putting it off the plate in the left-handed batter's box. Seems to get a chase out of Cavaco there.
Cavaco will swing and miss, and he actually leads the team in strikeouts. 2-2 coming, breaking ball swung on, fouled it back, just kept those hands back long enough. Guiding that bat through the zone, getting a piece of the ball. Pitch count crossing the 60 threshold now for Poyu Chen here in the third inning. Two aboard, two outs, 2-2 the count. Deuces are wild. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back this way again. That ends up on the roof. Impressive vertical reach there, Sam.
Thank you. it's all reflex. Especially if there's no netting here, we would have a couple that would have smacked us here.
I trust your reflexes more than I do my own. 2-2 on Keone Cavaco. Here's another pitch from Chen. A swing and a bouncing ball hit to third. Brannigan has to get through him. Knocked down by the shortstop. Chang, no play anywhere, so the inning extends. Bases loaded for the Mighty Muscles. That was far out of the reach of the glove side of Jack Brannigan, but Sungche Chang maybe had a chance as he shuffled to his right, but that maybe ruled an infield single. No, that's going to be an error on Chang. And sort of skidding to a halt as he knocked that ball down, moving to his right side.
Diving effort from Brannigan as it kind of eats up Chang there a little bit and bounces to his right. And unfortunately here for Po Yu Chen, bases loaded, two outs, which what could have been out number three there.
Uncharacteristic for Sung Jae Chang, his second error in as many games. Total of eight on the season. Carlos Aguiar, the big power threat to the plate. Here's the pitch. He swings and lines it. A base hit into right field. That's going to score Noah Cardenas. Ben Ross right behind him. Into third base goes Keone Cavaco. And into second base with a two-run double is Carlos Aguiar. It's now the Mighty Muscles 5 and the Marauders nothing.
Nice piece in there by Aguiar right down the right field line. Stays just fair down there. And the Muscles add a pair onto the scoreboard here.
Low and inside pitch. Aguiar turning hard onto it. Here's Dylan Tatum. Not going to get any easier for Chen. As Tatum crushed that two-run homer out to left field his first time up.
Unfortunately, those two errors come back to bite the Marauders here.
Some action now in the Bradenton bullpen. The pitch is low and outside to Tatum. This is taking an ugly turn for Po Yu Chen. 64 pitches, 42 strikes. Now a mound visit from Nick Cimillo. And to his credit, despite his on-and-off struggles this season, Chen typically keeps his composure pretty well on the mound. But Cimillo trying to help him through this second and third two-out jam. Mighty Muscles already have a 5-0 lead on the board. Two in scoring position. Trying to get a look at that right-hander who has quickly thrown a couple of pitches in the Bradenton pen. That looks like Luigi Hernandez. He is on schedule to throw today. No, actually, that might be Darvin Garcia. Second and third, two away. Po Yu Chen earlier was just one strike away from retiring the side. The 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball strike. Meanwhile, up to the north. Dunedin 6, Tampa 2, top of the sixth inning. Marauders at this very moment tied for second place, just a half game behind the first place Blue Jays. 1-1. Tatum takes a look at a slider low and outside. Tatum wearing the long white compression sleeve on the right arm only. Bat held horizontally over his shoulder. 2-1 pitch. He takes low. A lot of deep counts for Chen, and that pitch count continues to escalate. 68 pitches. Still trying to get out of the third inning. Here's the 3-1 from the righty. Swing and a fly ball left center field. This could get him out of it. Left fielder Treadaway coming in. Spreads his arms saying, I've got it. Makes the catch on the run. Inning over, but a two-run double by Aguiar gives the Muscles a 5-0 lead. Back with more in a moment here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back Back here at Lecom Park for the bottom of the third inning, the Marauders' deficit grows to 5 now. 5-0 Mighty Muscles here in the series finale. Spencer Smith back with you alongside Sam Longstreth. Left-hander Jordan Carr back to the mound for the Muscles. He delivers to Nick Cimillo, and the right-handed hitting catcher looks at a strike. Jordan Carr, might as well start calling him Jordan Carve against the Marauders. 5 scoreless last time out, 2 scoreless with a couple of strikeouts today. Here comes the 0-1. Cimillo stares one down outside off the plate. Okay, the right field line, Po Yu Chen jogging down toward the clubhouse. Believe he may be done for the day. Here's the set. And the 1-1 pitch coming. Cimillo swings and fouls one back. Nice quick stroke. Cimillo not quite able to square it up. Talking with a couple of people who have noticed just recently, the Marauders pitchers tend to leave toward the clubhouse mid-game sometimes and say, oh, is so-and-so hurt or is so-and-so struggling? Well, Marauders pitchers usually go that way toward the clubhouse to get some treatment after their appearance. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Pulled hard, but right to the third baseman, Schoble. Fields cleanly, overhand toss to first. In time, and that's 7 of the first 8 retired today by Jordan Carr.
I'm sure for some who are used to pro ball where you don't see the players unless they're out on the field, seeing them run down that line can be a little bit different from what you're used to, but completely normal there for Marauders pitchers to head to the clubhouse.
Here's Josiah Dixon, one out, nobody on. Here's the pitch from Carr. Dixon showing bunt, pulls it back and looks at a strike. In a lot of other ballparks, you see the tunnel in the inside the dugout leading directly toward the clubhouse. Not the case here at Lecom. Home clubhouse down the right field corner. Visiting clubhouse down the left field corner. The 0-1 pitch. That's low. Can lead to some interesting situations when ejections happen. A manager or a coach or a player will usually take their sweet time making their way toward the clubhouse. Saw that a couple times this year. Carr kicks his leg, delivers 1-1. Swung on and missed. A lot of ground ball outs generated from Carr today. Josiah Dixon. 3 for his last 6 with 2 runs batted in. 1-2. Swings and misses. Down he goes on a breaking ball. 3 strikeouts now for Jordan Carr. Solid first time through the order for the lefty.
Jordan Carr indeed. No chance there for Dixon as he swings and misses on strike number 3.
Sung-Che Chang next up. Had a fielding miscue at shortstop. Pretty rare of Chang this season. Lefty on lefty, the toss. Chang swings, and it's a high, towering pop-up towards shallow left center. May stay on the infield even. Ben Ross moving to his right, makes a two-handed catch. 3 up and 3 down go the Marauders here in the third inning. We head to the fourth here at Lecom. Fort Myers leading 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
My mind set on you. Moving to the fourth inning here at Lecom Park. Fort Myers leading the Marauders by a score of 5-0. And for the play-by-play, here's Sam Longstreth.
Thank you, Spencer. Jogging out of the dugout for the Marauders, the big Dominican right-hander. That would be Darvin Garcia as he delivers strike one to Misael Urbina. Garcia 3-for-3 on the year, ERA 5.82 in just north of 43 innings pitched as he delivers second pitch here for a ball, 1-1 now the count. The 1-1. It is in for a strike, and Urbina will challenge. And the call is upheld. It will be strike two on Misael Urbina, and that is another lost challenge for Fort Myers.
One remaining for the Muscles now.
Garcia, 6'3", 170, out of Las Matas, Dominican, signed with the Pirates back in 2019. The 1-2. Strike three called. He got him looking. Fantastic start for Darvin Garcia, and there's one away.
Pure paint right on the corner. Nice spot from Garcia getting the first man of the inning.
And in strolls Tanner Schobel. He's had a pair of groundouts so far today. First pitch from Garcia. Just outside for ball one. Ground out to Johnson and a ground out to Chang here in the first and second innings for Schobel as he bats for the third time today. The 1-0 pitch. Fly ball down the right field line, hooking, and that will get into the stands. Foul ball. Very nice Sunday crowd here at Lecom Park after Fan Appreciation Night last night. As Darvin looks in for the 1-1, and here he comes. Outside, it'll be ball two. 2-1 here now to Schobel.
Garcia's had a rough run of appearances lately. He's been scored upon in four of his last six outings. Trying to look for a clean one this time around.
2-1's the count to Schobel. In comes Garcia. And it will be ball three inside. Schobel hails from Williamsburg, Virginia. 2022 pick out of Virginia Tech. And that is a laser down to Brannigan. He will throw over to Marcos for out number two. First two batters retired here by Darvin Garcia.
I've seen Jack Brannigan show off the athleticism moving this way and that throughout this whole series. Didn't really have to move a muscle for this one. Hit hard right at him and made that play cleanly and efficiently.
And in strolls the mighty muscle left fielder Kala'i Rosario. Single in his first at-bat, fly out to Treadaway in the third as first pitch is low for ball one. Rosario hailing from Hawaii, drafted in the fifth round of the 2020 draft by the Twins as ball one comes, and it is ball two now just inside. Mighty Muscles wearing their road grays with muscles in purple across the front. Marauders in their home whites with Marauders across the front. As Rosario hits a fly ball out to right field, Dixon ranging back at the warning track at the wall, and he will make the catch up against the warning track. 1-2-3 go the Mighty Muscles here in the fourth. You are listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back inside Lee Com Park on a beautiful day for baseball here in Bradenton as we take a score update look at the Dunedin-Tampa game as Dunedin leads the Tarpons 7-2, middle of the sixth. Matt Gorski with the first pitch of his at-bat, and he will line it into right field for a base hit just out of the reach and glove of Rubel Cespedes.
Nice effort there by Cespedes on the glove side dive. Came within inches of grabbing that one. Matt Gorski checks in with his second hit of the game. Let's see if the Marauders can turn that into a run.
Gorski, Johnson, Brannigan expected up in this inning for the Marauders. As we have Tamar Johnson stepping in, the Marauders' second baseman today, he grounded out to the shortstop Ross his first time up. As Gorski takes his leadoff first and pickoff move from Carr, and Gorski back in without a slide. Tamar Johnson, left-handed hitter, cocks the bat over his left shoulder, waits for the pitch from Carr. First pitch is a strike. 0-1 now the count.
Just saw that scoring update for the Dunedin game. That is just such a stacked lineup. Several multi-hit games for players up and down that Blue Jays lineup. We'll still keep an eye on that one as we go on.
The 0-1 to Johnson is outside for ball one. Especially post-draft, the Dunedin Blue Jays have been one of the teams that have benefited greatly from the 2022 draft this year, with multiple players in their lineup coming out of the draft. 1-1 from Carr. Oh, and Johnson fouls that ball back, looks like onto his foot or lower leg there, and he is writhing in pain in the right by home plate. Looks like he's favoring that left foot there as he limps around home plate there.
Casey Lee coming out to look at him, and yeah, he is favoring that left foot and sort of circling around the home plate area. Sort of side by side with Lee walking up and down the first baseline. I wonder if he'll be able to continue or they may pull him with precaution here.
Want to be extra cautious with the first-round pick of the Pirates this season out of Mays High School in Georgia. And it looks like he will step back in and continue the at-bat. A lot of toughness from Tamar Johnson, a big reason why the Pirates took him so highly in this year's draft. Count is 1-2 now to Johnson as Carr kicks and deals. It is inside for ball two, and looks like Johnson will be all right to continue in this game, at least for the moment. 5-0 Mighty Muscles here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 2-2 now from Carr. Ground ball up the middle to Ross. He will step on the bag for one, throw over to first, and a double play. Twin killing here for the Marauders after a Gorski single, and there's two outs in the Marauder fourth.
You can feel the frustration mounting on pretty much every facet of this game. The Marauders just seem to be hitting the ball wrong place, wrong time. This example there, Johnson a high chopper right to the shortstop Ross. Taylor made double play ball.
And in steps Jack Brannigan now. He flew out to left his first time at the dish today, back in the first. First pitch from Carr is in for a strike right at the knees. Brannigan's been great defensively so far this year for the Marauders since coming to them earlier this season. as he lines a fly ball out into right field, and it will be caught on a line by the right fielder Aguiar. Marauders get a man on base, but go 1-2-3 here in the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapencyplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back here to Lee Com Park for some Sunday matinee baseball. Sam Longstreth alongside Spencer Smith. We're happy you decided to tune in. Spend a little bit of your Sunday afternoon here with us. Darvin Garcia back out to the mound for the Marauders in the top of the fifth inning as the catcher Noah Cardenas steps in. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Cardenas so far today, 2-for-2, single in the first, double and scored a run in the third. Darvin Garcia set at the waist. Kicks and deals. Inside once again. Ball two. Garcia, as we mentioned, an ERA right around 5.5. He's 3-3 on the year. As he kicks and deals, the 2-0 pitch is high. Ball three. Cardenas, 258 hitter this year for the Muscles. Does have a power stroke with 9 homers. The 3-0, and he takes for ball four. Four-pitch walk to start off the top of the fifth for Garcia. Not the best start to an inning.
Still one of the sharpest eyes in the Florida State League, Noah Cardenas. Second on the team in that walk category. Still has that on-base percentage over 400. He's been such a tough out for the entire league.
He's now reached base in all three plate appearances so far today. As Ben Ross steps in and Darvin spikes the first pitch in the dirt. And Cardenas is able to scamper to second. Like we said earlier, you can feel the frustration mounting for this Marauders team as they find themselves for the sixth game of this series down early. Garcia sets the 1-0 pitch coming into Ross. And in for strike 94 right at the belt.
We've seen Darvin get it up to 95-96 this season. He can bring the smoke. It's the command that he struggles with at times.
The 1-1 now from Garcia. Inside. He's missed inside a couple times in this top of the fifth inning. Noah Cardenas, the runner on second. Ben Ross, the utility fielder here at the plate. Long blonde hair as he cocks the bat over his right shoulder. Pitch in, low and outside for ball three. And Nick Cimilla will go and have a chat with Garcia.
Really not what you want to see from the bullpen is, yes, Garcia was able to battle through a 1-2-3 fourth inning, and that was a big encouraging sign, but, you know, you see Poyu Chen finish with a pitch count of right around 70 through his three innings, not efficient. You hate to see the same from Darvin Garcia. And thankfully, we saw a reverse of the trend that we saw over the last few games, or the first few games of the series, where the bullpen was just absolutely worked to death. But his last couple games have been a little better, so not trying to send things down that wrong path again here in this series finale.
K count is 3-1 to Ben Ross, who's at shortstop today for Fort Myers. Darvin set at the hip, kicks and deals, and it is a ground ball to Brannigan, and it just gets past his glove down there at third base and skips into the outfield. Treader will pick it up and throw it back in. Tough game for Brannigan down there at third base. It will be runners at the corners here for Fort Myers.
And look at that bounce again. And yeah, Brannigan got caught in between. That's such a tough play as a third baseman because even with those tricky bounces, that ball will get on you quickly, and you have to make that split-second decision. Do you charge it? Do you stay where you are? Do you retreat on it? And the retreat isn't always a bad thing. We've seen Brannigan do that, work it to his advantage sometimes, and pulled back a little bit there, worked against him in this particular instance.
Rubel Cespedes now will be the batter for Fort Myers. He takes first pitch for a strike. Tough day for Brannigan down there so far at third base, as we'll look to improve that trend here. 0-1 into Cespedes is ball outside. So far for Cespedes on the day, single in the second, scored a run, struck out in the third, with his third trip to the plate for the Mighty Muscle second baseman. The 1-1 pitch from Garcia. High fly ball out to center field. Campagna ranging back just at the warning track. He will make the catch as Cardenas will tag and score to make it a 6-0 Mighty Muscle advantage.
Well, that could have been a little bit worse for Garcia and the Marauders. See that wind blowing in from right center field. That probably played a role in helping keep that ball in the ballpark. Still a run, though, on that deep sack fly by Cespedes.
In now steps Keani Cavaco, the designated hitter today for Fort Myers. He's reached both times. He doubled in the second, scored a run, reached on a Chang error in the third as he takes first pitch for a strike. And Garcia will throw over to first, and it is in and out of the glove of Norquise Marcos as it sputters away from him. Ross stays put at first, however. Defensive miscues so far have been the name of the game for the Marauders. Led to quite a few runs so far here for Fort Myers. 0-1 the count now to Keani Cavaco. As Garcia kicks and deals, bounces it in the dirt again. 1-1 now is the count. I do not envy Nick Cimillo at all with all the blocking he's had to do behind the plate there.
He'll get a lot of sleep tonight. He's moving around this way and that and doing a good job of it.
He left, I believe, Wednesday's game early with what was a cramps, and as Ben Ross takes off for second, and he is in there with a stolen base. Ross now on second after the stolen base there. As you're saying, Nick Cimillo exited Wednesday's game with an injury, and in came Wyatt Hendry. And as we only have two catchers on the Marauder roster right now, that made a little bit tough there on Jonathan Johnson. 2-1 the count from Garcia into Cavaco. Ball low. It is 3-1 now. Darvin Garcia had a very good 1-2-3 first inning. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. But has struggled here in the fifth, already allowing a run to the Mighty Muscles. In comes the 3-1. High fly ball out to center field. Campagna there, ranging to his left as he makes the catch and throws in. Ross takes a few steps off second base, but elects not to tag and advance. First out here in the Mighty Muscle fifth.
That's why you have to be careful when deciding to run on Campagna. He has that cannon of an arm, and he can especially leverage that in center field and right field. We saw him do that last night, in fact. Saw Noah Miller triple. Fly ball out to right field by the following batter. Came up gunning home. One hop. Got him trying to tag up and score.
In now comes Carlos Aguiar, the Mighty Muscle right fielder. There's now two outs here in the Mighty Muscle half. First pitch is ball outside. Aguiar so far today, strikeout victim in the second, doubled in the third, which led to two Mighty Muscle runs. 0-1 the count now. In comes Garcia. High fly ball, pop-up. In charges Campagna. Back goes Chen. And Campagna with a fantastic sliding catch in center field. And that will retire the mighty muscle side. One run in the top of the fifth inning for Fort Myers. They lead it 6-0 on the Marauder Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Park, as we welcome you back inside. Sam Longstreth alongside Spencer Smith here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon for Marauder Baseball. Tanner Treadway will lead off the Marauder half of the fifth as Jordan Carr delivers ball one. Wind blowing from right to left here at the moment. Scattered clouds in the sky here above Leacombe Park. Treadway takes the 1-0 for ball two. 2-0 now here. Tanner Treadway so far today grounded out to the second baseman Cespedes in his only at-bat as he looks to start off the Marauder fifth on a high note. The 2-0 comes in for a strike.
Well, Sam, adding up the numbers so far in this start as well as his previous two against the Marauders, Jordan Carr, 15 innings of work. One run allowed against Bradenton.
He's earned that Jimmy Carve nickname, or excuse me, Jordan Carve nickname. As the 2-0 comes in for a strike, and Treadway will challenge the ruling. And the ruling is overturned. The count will be 3-1 now to Treadway. Nice use of the challenge there.
Yeah, a guy who knows his strike zone pretty well. Treadway, a good call.
That pitch came in just below the knees there for Treadway. We've seen the challenge system really turn the tide of some of these innings here, especially in this series. The 3-1 into Treadway taps it foul down the third base side. The challenge system is something to get used to, I'm sure, for these players, but it has worked in their benefit. Pitch clock winding down as Carr sets, and he kicks and deals, and another foul ball down the third base line. Gustavo Umana looked like he was attempting to snag that ball, but the third baseman Schoble took it away from him.
We'll talk about the challenges and the efficiency. MLB Network recently aired a AAA Charlotte Knights game, and I remember the broadcasters being thrilled with the speed and efficiency of the system.
The 3-2 now is fouled back. The challenge system doesn't bog down the game a whole lot. Usually takes maybe a couple seconds once either the hitter or the catcher requests a challenge, as Treadway puts a little bit more tar on his bat. Challenge system usually takes only a couple seconds from either a request from the batter or the catcher. As the umpire turns around, will tap the top of his head to indicate a challenge, and then the automatic ball strike system will feed into his ear the call, and he will make the decision, and the at-bat will continue. The 3-2 now to Treadway, and he draws the walk. Successful challenge leads to base on balls for Treadway. as the Marauders have a runner on to lead off the inning.
And they really need some base runners here, trailing by six. And as we play here in the fifth inning, that's only Bradenton's third base runner of the afternoon. They're going to need a more steady flow of men aboard, try and produce some runs.
Especially with a 6-0 deficit. We're going to need quite a few more. As Norquis Marco steps in now for Bradenton. Treadaway the man on first as Carr kicks and deals. Big swing and a miss. Strike one on Marcos. Marcos grounded out to the third baseman Schobel in his first at-bat as he looks to get on base here. And tap foul down the third baseline. Gustavo Umana made another stick in his big left paw out there as he slips it under the netting to a young fan.
Kind of slapped it down with his left hand. Almost looked like he was dribbling a basketball.
I've been very impressed with Umana down there. They should put him in down there. The 0-2 and Marcos will have a big cut and a miss, and that will be strike three as he puts his hand over his head in dismay. And now in comes center fielder Sergio Campagna. Campagna made all three outs in the top half of the fifth, including a spectacular sliding catch to end the inning. Carr sets and deals for pitch number one, and it is in for a strike. Campagna, a strikeout victim in the Marauders' second, who is the out number three in that half of the inning. And Carr will throw over to check on Treadaway over there first with a head-first slide back. Safe, says base umpire Chad Westlake.
Not a frequent base stealer. Treadaway is perfect 2-for-2 in his steals, though, as a Marauder.
0-1 to Campagna, and he lines it back up the middle, and that will drop in front of the center fielder Urbina. That will be a base hit. It got down just quickly enough for Urbina not to make a diving attempt at it, and the Marauders have something cooking in the fifth.
I wonder if that ball was knuckling on its way out to center field, because you're looking at the swing by Campagna right on the button. 104.7 on the exit velo, and sometimes center fielders would get that ball knuckling to them. You saw Urbina a couple of quick steps to his left and then quickly had to retreat back to his right. I think that ball might have had some funky action on it. Able to knock it down, keep it in front, though, thankfully for him.
The catcher Nick Cimillo will now step in for Bradenton as he grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. Looks at strike one. Cimillo's done a nice job today on the defensive end, blocking quite a few pitches in the dirt from Marauders pitching, and preventing any more damage from Fort Myers as he pops a fly ball out to right field. Right fielder Aguiar ranging over. He will make the catch. Treadaway tagging, and he will not advance. And the Marauder runners stay put. There's now two gone. As Josiah Dixon, the Marauder right fielder today, walks up to the dish. Josiah Dixon, strikeout victim in the third. High Pirates-themed socks for Dixon today as he hoists the bat over his right shoulder. Carr to the plate. Ball low. And it will be 1-0 now to Dixon. Treadaway, the runner at second. Campagna, the runner at first. Two outs here in the Marauder fifth. The 1-0 pitch to Dixon. It is in for a strike. Dixon hitting .238 on the year. No home runs to his name, but he does hold 14 RBIs and 18 runs scored as the 1-1 comes in. And it is on the outside corner for a strike. Jordan Carr looking good so far through 4 2/3, only allowing 3 hits to the Marauder lineup as he brings the 1-2. Check swing. Go to base umpire Chad Westlake. He did not go, says Chad Westlake, and the at-bat continues.
I think the benefit there for Dixon in a weird way was that was kind of a tentative swing in the first place, not a very quick swing, so relatively easy job to hold back on it. Good job.
2-2 now, runners on first and second for Bradenton. Dixon fouls it back and into the stands. Good battle here from Josiah Dixon. wind kind of died down out there in center field. Still plenty of sunshine here in beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Carr out of the stretch, winds and deals inside, and it will be full count now to Josiah Dixon.
Both runners will be in motion now. Full count, two outs. Men on first and second, and got Treadaway on second, Campagna on first. A lot of speed. If Dixon can put one in play, might be able to produce a couple of runs.
Count is full to Dixon. The swing, and just nibbled foul down the third baseline there. Dixon staying alive. Big moment here in this game for Bradenton, looking to crack into the score column. Treadaway at second, Campagna at first. Full count to Dixon at the plate as Carr kicks and deals. And another foul ball down the first base line. Dixon has spoiled quite a few good pitches here from Jordan Carr to keep this inning alive.
And there's no hard data to back this up, but people generally get the feeling that as at-bats go deeper and deeper, tends to favor the hitter a little bit more, especially with a three-ball count here. Let's see if Dixon can make something out of it.
And here comes Carr to the plate. Ground ball to the second baseman, Cespedes. He will flip it over to first, and that will be out number three. The Marauders leave a pair on base here in the fifth inning, but do not score. We go to the sixth. You're listening to the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back inside Leecom Park here for the Muscles and the Marauders. Beautiful Sunday crowd on hand to witness this one. Darvin Garcia's day is done, and he gives way to the right-hander Jack Hartman for the Marauders as Dylan Tatum will step in. And first pitch from Hartman is swung on and missed for strike one.
And when Hartman commands his arsenal, he will get plenty of those swings and misses on the fastball and on the breaking ball. He's done a good job lately. Last two appearances, retired six of seven batters faced.
The 0-1 from Hartman here to Tatum is low for ball one. Final line for Darvin Garcia. Two innings pitched, one hit, one earned, walk and a strikeout. And in comes Hartman, 1-1 pitch, is swung on and fouled back to Nick Cimillo. It is 0-2, 1-2. Hartman on the season, 0-1, ERA of 6.48 in 16 and two-thirds innings pitched. The 1-2 now into Tatum. check swing, pardon me, fouled back. Hartman, a 2020 fourth round pick of the Pirates out of Appalachian State. There in Boone, North Carolina. As the 1-2 comes back again. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes. Down goes Dylan Tatum. And Jack Hartman retires the first man of the Mighty Muscle Sixth.
97 on the fastball there. Love to see it from Hartman. Another look at this pitch. Down in the strike zone. Tough one for Tatum to reach down and get at that velocity, that part of the zone. Beautifully executed.
In steps Misael Urbina now for Fort Myers, center fielder today. As the first pitch from Hartman, he lines down the first baseline, and that will go foul. Urbina so far today in his three at-bats, two strikeouts and a flyout. As we look into the Fort Myers bullpen, and that will be John Wilson warming up.
John Wilson, a left-hander the Marauders have seen a few times this season, cut from more or less the same mold as the starter Jordan Carr, soft-tossing lefty.
The 0-1 in from Hartman, and a swing and a miss from Urbina. Hartman dangles that right arm, kind of a la Craig Kimbrell, however, with the ball in his hand. The 0-2 pitch, ground ball to Chang. He will field it, flip it over to first, and that is out, number two in the Fort Myers sixth.
Well, spanning the course of Hartman's last three appearances now, eight of his last nine batters are tired. He's really starting to settle in that roll out of the bullpen after some command struggles off and on throughout the season. Looking sharp today. Really love the direction he's headed in lately.
Two outs here for Fort Myers. In strolls Tanner Schobel, the third baseman. First pitch from Hartman. Just inside for ball one. Schobel so far today, three at-bats, three groundouts. Second baseman, shortstop, and third baseman. The 1-0. Check swing, and he did go, says home plate umpire Trey Ward. One one now, the count to Schobel. Hartman kicks and deals. Fly ball out in the center field. That will drop for a base hit in front of Sergio Campagna. And the Mighty Muscles have a two-out base runner.
Well, oftentimes when you see one two-out base runner, there has frequently been another one following for Fort Myers this afternoon. Case in point, that first inning saw back-to-back two-out singles, saw that fifth inning, got a couple of base runners, and Marauders, as you add it all up here, looking across the scorecard, only one clean inning. That was the fourth inning by Darvin Garcia. Hartman will try and work around this man aboard here.
Kala'i Rosario, the next man up for Fort Myers. He's out and left today. Two outs here as Hartman delivers. Big curveball there for strike one. 6-0 Fort Myers advantage here in the top of the sixth inning here in Bradenton. Hartman kicks the 0-1. Another one in for strike two. 81 on that one from Hartman.
I think those back-to-back curveballs opening the at-bat, not really what Rosario was looking for, right over the plate, and he really didn't show any signs of thinking of going for him.
Chang had the curveball working in his start, and Hartman has continued that so far. Off takes the runner at second. Fly ball out to right field, and that will drop in front of Josiah Dixon for a base hit. Tanner Schobel rounding third. He is coming to the plate. The throw is high and over the head of Nick Cimillo. And once again, the Mighty Muscles find a way to score with two outs as Rosario winds up at second. Or excuse me, he will go all the way to third as that ball bounced into the netting and out of play.
And Josiah Dixon once again showing off that strong arm. Unfortunately, far overshot his man Cimillo at home plate on that throw home. If he had gotten that ball down considerably lower toward the ground, he had a really realistic shot at getting Schobel out of the plate. Unfortunately, he airmails it.
So Rosario will end up at third after the ball went out of play here. And the two-out struggles once again haunt the Marauders here as the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles plate another. It is now 7-0. First pitch into Cardenas is a ball. 1-0 now as Hartman will work out of the stretch. The 1-0. Fly ball into right field. Dixon running over. He will lay out, but it will bounce in front of him and get behind him. Campagna fields it. Throw into second base will not be in time. Cardenas is into second base as Rosario waltzes in from third to score. And it is now 8-0 Fort Myers. The two-out struggles continue here for the Marauders. Two more runs across in the top of the sixth for Fort Myers. As Ben Ross now comes in for the Mighty Muscles. So far in his day, strikeout, reached on error, scored a run, and singled. First pitch to Ross. Big cut and a miss. It is 0-1 to Ben Ross. Hartman started off the inning great. Strikeout and a ground out. But back-to-back hits from the Marauders, or excuse me, from the Mighty Muscles. Played a couple more. As umpire calls time for a challenge. And it is a strike. The count. Go to 1-1. Or excuse me, 0-2 is now the count to Ross. As the 0-2 comes. Oh, and sure looked like strike three from up here. No, sir, says Trey Ward. 1-0 now. And no objection from Nick Cimillo down there. 1-2 pitch comes in. High fly ball out to center field. Campagna ranging back. And this one will fall into his glove for out number three. But not before the Mighty Muscles tally two more on the scoreboard. They lead it 8-0 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Park for this game with the Mighty Muscles and the Marauders. Jordan Carr's day is done after five innings of three-hit baseball, and he gives way to the new left-handed pitcher for the Marauders, John Wilson. John Wilson, 6 foot 195, originally from Hackensack, New Jersey, out of Old Dominion. As he will face the Marauder leadoff man, Sungche Chang, here to begin the sixth. First pitch is fouled back from Chang. Wilson so far on the season, he is winless with four losses. ERA of 4.17 in 45 and a third innings pitched. The 0-2 into Chang is high for ball one.
Wilson averaging one inning and change per appearance this season. 20 appearances, 45 and a third innings. Got control and command left-hander. Doesn't strike a whole lot of guys out.
The 1-1 into Chang. He will foul that one back.
Those 31 strikeouts for Wilson in the 45 and a third innings. Kind of a throwback to yesteryear. Low strikeout total. Pitch to contact.
1-2 now to Sungche Chang, the Marauders shortstop today. Pop up down the third baseline. Third baseman Schobel giving chase, along with the left fielder Rosario, but it will hit in about the fourth row of seats out there down the third baseline. Sungche Chang so far today in his two plate appearances struck out and popped out to the shortstop, looking for his first hit of the afternoon. If you're just now joining us, Fort Myers leads Bradenton 8-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bradenton looking to keep pace with both Dunedin and Tampa in the Florida State League West playoff race. 1-2 comes into Chang. Ground ball to the second baseman, Cespedes. He will flip it over to Tatum, and Chang is retired.
Alluding to that Dunedin-Tampa part of the equation here. Dunedin wrapping up a 7-3 win, game one of the doubleheader today. Game two getting underway shortly. So now at this very moment, Marauders trail by a full game behind first place. Still pretty close, but can feel the momentum swinging back in Dunedin's favor after that one.
And in comes the designated hitter, Matt Gorski. He's responsible for two of the Marauders' hits today as he swings at strike one. Matt Gorski on rehab from AA Altoona as he's given the Marauders a nice little bit of pop in their lineup this week. Big cut and a miss for strike two. And as we mentioned off air, he is one to really sell out for power. 0-2 now. Wilson set at the hip, and in he comes. And Gorski will foul that one straight back into the padding as one of our ball boys runs out and snags that ball.
We've seen a sampling of that power as Gorski went deep in his first game on rehab earlier this past week, and you can only imagine the shows he's put on for Greensboro and Altoona this year. A total of 24 home runs.
0-2 still. Time called for pitch clock. And it will be an automatic ball awarded to Gorski. Count is now 1-2. You'll take him any way you can get him. Wilson set at the hip, kicks and deals to Gorski. Ground ball down to the... and it's off the heel of the glove of the third baseman, Schobel. And Gorski will reach. Looked like a routine ground ball right down there to Schobel, but it just kicks off the heel of his glove high up in the air. Ben Ross is able to corral it after it hits off his glove, but no throw down to get Gorski at first.
Schobel primarily a middle infielder playing third base today where the ball does get on you a bit quicker, but that was not a hard hit ground ball at all. Just couldn't look the ball cleanly into his glove, kicked way up into the air, and Gorski able to reach base. Marauders will take it.
Catches a break here in the bottom half of the sixth inning as Tamar Johnson will now step in for Bradenton as he looks at the first pitch for a strike, and he will challenge. And it is still called a strike, and the Marauders use up another challenge. Gorski, the runner, at first. Tamar Johnson at the plate for Bradenton. 8-0, Fort Myers here in the sixth. Pitch in from Wilson. It is low, ball one. 8 runs on 11 hits, 1 error so far for Fort Myers. No runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors so far for the Marauders. And those errors have been costly so far this game. 1-1 now, the pitch to Tamar. He will pop it up out into the shallow left field. Giving chase is Ross, and he will put it away as Gorski retreats back to first, and Johnson is retired.
Ross showing off the range far out in there into left field, calling off the left fielder Rosario, who probably had that one within reach and probably had, in retrospect, the better angle on that play, but Ross still made the play relatively comfortably there.
And now in steps Jack Brannigan, looking to snap out of a little bit of a hit and funk as he takes first pitch for a ball. He has flied out in both appearances, one to the left fielder Schobel and the other to the right fielder Aguiar. The 1-0 now from Wilson. At the waist, kicks and deals. And that is in for a strike. Jack Brannigan sporting the long pants today. That half black, half tan bat as he cocks it over his right shoulder. The 1-1 checks his swing outside for ball two. Aside from some of his defensive miscues today, Jack Brannigan has done a great job defensively down there at third base for Bradenton. As the 2-1 is grounded foul just out of the reach of Gustavo Umana down there at third.
I don't know, man. Might have to give him an error on that one.
And takes short hop right in front of him. Oof. As it deflects off his left hand there and up into the netting.
Team's going to let him hear it about that one.
I'm sure of it. And the next pitch is in for a strike from Brannigan. As the count is now full. Jack Brannigan, third round pick this year out of Notre Dame for the Pirates, as the 3-2 comes in. Pop up on the infield is Cespedes, and he will put it away. And down go the Marauders in the sixth. Lone base hit for Matt Gorski, but the Marauders are kept scoreless through six innings. 8-0 Fort Myers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome back inside Lee Com Park, home of your Bradenton Marauders. As we get started here for the top of the seventh, I'll turn it back over play-by-play. Here is Spencer Smith.
Thank you, Sam. Johan Montero takes the mound for the Marauders here in the top of the seventh. This game has slipped out of Bradenton's control. 8-0 for Myers leads, and there's really not been any one concentration of runs within any one inning for the Mighty Muscles. It's been pretty evenly spread throughout. Three runs in the second, two in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth inning. Just about every Marauders pitcher has taken some form of damage today. Johan Montero trying to hold him down. Wind up in the pitch to Rubel Cespedes. Is a bit high, the 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Multiple defensive changes here for Bradenton. See Brendan Dixon take over at third base. Norquis Marcos now playing shortstop. 1-0 pitch, flown foul, left field line. And Juan Jerez, the new first baseman. Rubel Cespedes, number six man in the order, gets the windup and the 1-1 from Montero. Swinging a line drive the other way, left field, and drops in for a base hit right in front of Tanner Treadaway. 12th hit on the afternoon for the Mighty Muscles, who just continue to pour it on.
The Mighty Muscles keep finding those holes. Hit them where they're not. Classic baseball saying, and the Mighty Muscles are doing just that.
So we're trying to get the skinny here on who is in for who here at this stage of the game for Bradenton. I believe Juan Jerez. Oh, nope. He was not in the game either. We'll get to that in just a moment. Here's Keone Cavaco. First pitch, taking upstairs. So Jack Brannigan is out of the game. As we mentioned, Brendan Dixon now playing third base. Tamar Johnson still playing second base. Juan Jerez, the new first baseman, is Norquis Marcos, moves over to short. Sungche Chang is out of the ballgame now.
Ah.
Here's the 1-0. Keone Cavaco swings and fouls one off his body. That one waved dead a little bit late there by the plate umpire Trey Ward. So given the state of this ballgame, 8-0 Fort Myers on top. This appears to be just more of a give the regular starters a few innings of a break, a little bit of a breather here at the end of the game that has unfortunately slipped far away from the Marauders. This game not yet over. The Marauders will still have three more opportunities at least offensively. It'll be a long way to go, though, to pull even. There's Dixon manning third base now. 1-1. Cavaco takes outside on the breaking ball from Montero.
Montero has had a good showing for the Marauders. A 4-0 record and an ERA just south of 3 in 46 innings pitched. He's been one of the more reliable relievers for the Marauders.
He has been. Set in the chest. And he brings the 2-1. Cavaco swings and punches a breaking ball foul over toward the Marauders dugout. And furthermore, since the month of July began, Montero has put up ridiculous numbers, 1.08 ERA, 1.08 whip, 27 strikeouts against only 8 walks over 25 innings. He sets the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, almost had him looking or on a check swing. Neither one going in his favor, though, as the count moves full on Keone Cavaco. 8 runs, 12 hits for the Mighty Muscles. No runs, 3 hits on 3 costly errors for the Marauders today. Montero comes home. The 3-2 breaking ball swung on. Fouled back this way. That was almost the right trajectory to make it right here into this booth.
We both
had
got
it not been for the netting.
Up.
Yep. Got to protect the booth cam. Got to protect the laptop. The reflexes are always there no matter what, right?
Absolutely.
Keone Cavaco calling time, stepping out, removing that navy blue batting helmet, wiping the sweat from his forehead with those arms, that right arm, purple sleeve over it. Left arm mostly bare. He does have a purple wristband, though. Another 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball caught on a miss, and down goes Cavaco. One away here in the seventh.
Very nice job there by Montero, battling through that at-bat. Coming through with a big strikeout here.
For those who missed out on the brief update earlier, the Dunedin Blue Jays, first place team in the West, defeated the Tampa Tarpons 7-3 in the first game of their doubleheader up north of us. Game two getting underway shortly for those two clubs. Here's Carlos Aguiar, first pitch, a strike on a Montero fastball. So Dunedin now leads the West by one full game over the Marauders at this particular point in time. Here's the stretch. Set of the chest is Montero in the 0-1 offering. Aguiar takes wide. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. Glad to have you along with us on this Sunday afternoon. Could still be morning, depending on which time zone you're listening from. Our friends out on the West Coast, still in the AM. The 1-1 pitch is low. Still feels like morning to many of us here.
Absolutely.
Come up to the booth and swallow down a late breakfast, late brunch right before first pitch. And it's kind of the way things go around here. Late Saturday turning around into early Sunday afternoon. 2-1 pitch is way outside. Montero falls behind 3-1. The kitchen staff back in the clubhouse here at Lee-Com. And, of course, the concession staff here. They do a brilliant job day in and day out. Kitchen staff helping keep the players and staff fed. Some tasty pancakes and breakfast meats down there today. 3-1, that's high and outside, and Aguiar draws a walk.
First two runners reach here for Fort Myers in the seventh. I can't help get a little bit of deja vu.
Yeah, there's been a lot of traffic on the base paths for Fort Myers today. 8 runs on 12 hits. Marauders pitching has also seen the walks jump back up again. And although it's only a couple of walks, I guess my discretion has been colored a little bit by the fact that Marauders pitchers have frequently been behind in the count. We've seen a lot of 3-ball counts. Only 2 walks, though, which is still a big step in the right direction for the pitching staff here. Dylan Tatum bats next, takes a breaking ball just down.
Especially with the fact earlier in this series, we had a season-high 12 walks both Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's good to see they're curtailing that here in the later stages of the series.
Marty the Marauder over down the stands, giving a hug to a fan down there, showing his love to the fans one more time here in 2022. Next one high and inside, Dylan Tatum, ball two. As the Marauders play their final home game of the regular season here, hoping for at least one more in postseason play here at Lee Comp Park. Reflect on everything that the staff here every day has done to make everything run. All the fans bringing the energy to the ballpark every day, and Tatum gets clipped by a fastball high and inside. That'll load the bases. But fan appreciation night last night, certainly one of the high points of this 2022 season. Always one of the big dates we look forward to here in Bradenton. 2,400-plus strong in attendance last night. Nick Cimillo coming out to chat with Johan Montero. They're going to be joined by pitching coach Yorman Bizardo now.
Fantastic crowd on hand last night for fan appreciation night. Even though the game didn't go our way, the fans stayed in it and cheered for their Marauders proudly. Stayed after the game for a fireworks show, which was fantastic. Big shout out.
Yeah, it was a fun night. The Marauders fell behind 6-0 last night after 4.5 innings, but fought back. A couple of runs in the fifth, one in the sixth, made it a 3-run game, eventually came up short. But as you mentioned, Sam, fireworks show and all the energy in the ballpark, all the excitement, all the raffle drawings for prizes for fans throughout the evening. Always a fun buzz here. And all came to a close and ended the evening on a high note here. It was a fun time. Yorman Bizardo heads back to the Marauders dugout, mound meeting over. Mighty Muscles have loaded him up with one away here at the top of the seventh, already onto an 8-0 lead. And Misael Urbina, who is 0-4 today, will bat next. Urbina 0-4 his last 18 at the plate. Here's the pitch. He takes a fastball strike, and if you're the Marauders here, that's the kind of guy you maybe worry about in the back of your mind. With this base-loaded spot, this could be the spot that he breaks through.
Yeah, he's been struggling against this Bradenton Marauder lineup, or excuse me, Bradenton Marauder pitching staff.
0-1 for Montero. Curveball in there, a strike.
Urbina will challenge.
That call's been overturned. 1-1 instead of 0-2 on Urbina. The Mighty Muscles still do keep that final challenge intact. Top of the seventh. 8-0 the score. Here's the 1-1. Urbina swings and misses through a breaker. Slider there for Montero, getting Urbina to chase. A little off that outside corner. Cespedes on third, Aguiar on second, Tatum on first base. The 1-2 from the righty, breaking ball just high, and it's ball two. Live tracker indicates that was the correct call there from Trey Ward. Of course, looking at it on the screen here, and yeah, a little bit high.
Nick
Cimillo trying to bring it down with a framing attempt. The stretch. The 2-2 coming. Urbina swings and lines into center field. Coming in Campagna. He makes the catch on the run. Lead runner tagging from third. And coming in to score, Rubel Cespedes. As Campagna's throw goes in toward third base. Sack flying a line out to center by Misael Urbina. Brings home a run. It is now 9-0 Mighty Muscles.
While an out for Urbina. A very productive out. Drives across another one for Fort Myers. As the lead continues to grow to 9-0.
Just damage control at this point. Johan Montero on the mound. He is the fourth different pitcher of the day for the Marauders. Now every Marauders pitcher has been touched for at least one run. Here's Tanner Schobel. Pitch low and outside. Po Yu Chen, 3 innings, 7 hits allowed, 5 runs, 3 earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 4. Allowed a lot of hard contact, though. Darvin Garcia, 1 run allowed over 2 innings. Jack Hartman, 2 runs, 1 earned in 1 inning of work. 1 across so far here against Montero here in the seventh. And his next pitch, fastball just low.
Schobel 1-for-4 on the day. 3 groundouts, a single, and a run scored in the sixth.
First and second, 2 outs. The 2-0 pitch, low and outside. Montero falls way behind him.
Lots of 3-ball counts today for Bradenton pitching. That's something they'll want to bring down if this season is to continue into the playoffs.
Marauders won the first three games of this series. Now in danger of losing a third straight here in the series finales. We're into the late innings. 3-0 pitch. Schoble taking all the way. Looks at a strike. Called at the knees. Schoble has grounded out three times. Sam mentioned 1-for-4. Singled his last time up. Let's see if Montero can induce a ground ball to escape the inning here. Long pause by Montero. He brings the 3-1 now. Breaking ball is high, ball four, and that'll reload the bases. Mighty frustrating afternoon for Bradenton on all fronts. And now we're seeing another right-hander loosening in the bullpen. Pull out the old trusty binoculars to take a look at who it is. That's Carlos Lomeli. We have a pinch hitter here for Kalai Rosario. It's going to be Daniel Osoria. Purple number 2 on the back of the gray jersey. Osoria, a switch hitter. Pinch hitter batting lefty against the righty Montero. Bases full, 2 outs. Here's Montero's delivery, and the fastball is at the knees. A strike at 95. Osoria was in the starting lineup last night, played left field, hit ninth in the order, went 0-for-4. Although he put the ball into play, 3 of his 4 trips to the plate. Here's the set. And the 0-1 coming. Osoria swings and flies one to left field near the line. Treadaway hustling over. He'll have room to work. Sunglasses on. Makes the catch just inside the line. And the inning is over. The Muscles leave him loaded here in the 7th inning, but they do bring one home. 9-0. Time to stretch here at Lee-Com. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We welcome you back to Lee-Com Park on a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon. Things not so sunny on the scoreboard, though, as the Marauders trail the Mighty Muscles by a score of 9-0. We've just stood and stretched, and the Marauders trying to chip away. Got to start from scratch here. Tanner Treadaway will lead off the bottom of the 7th. Left-hander John Wilson back for another inning of relief work for Fort Myers. He kicks, delivers. Treadaway swings and pops it up back our way. And over the booth, 0-1 the count. Base runners incredibly scarce today for the Marauders. Just 3 hits, each of them singles, one man reaching on error, and also a single walk. The 0-1 from Wilson, the soft-throwing lefty, swinging a ground ball, hit hard to short, scooped up by Ross to his glove side, throws high to first, but the tag made onto the incoming Treadaway as the first baseman Tatum gracefully leaped, snared the ball, applied the tag onto the chest of Treadaway, got him, one away.
Ross ranged to his left. scoop off the dirt, little flip over to first there. The throw was high. As Dylan Tatum made it up, came down, gave Treadaway a little tap on the shoulder and said, "Hey, buddy, you're out."
Here's Norquise Marcos taking a breaking ball and misses by a bit. Just like that, huh? Hey, buddy, you're out.
Just like that. Hey, buddy.
Oh, man. Want to know the count of Norquise Marcos. I really think that for broadcasters watching the game and for fans who are not able to hear everything that's said down on the field, I think folks would be surprised at some of the things that are said. And I think case in point, that very well-publicized audio shared with that Terry Collins when he was managing the Mets, conversation with an umpire whose name I forget at the time. 2-0 pitches, high, 3-0. And you think it's all, you know, fire and brimstone and vitriol and curse words, this and that, but that Terry Collins conversation, there was some entertainment value to that.
Absolutely.
3-0 to Norquise Marcos, and that is a little bit high. Ball four. Marcos draws a one-out walk here in the seventh.
And even when we don't have audio, we have different lip readers. John Boy Media comes to mind. John Boy does a great job with his breakdowns and being able to read the lips of Aaron Boone or whomever he's doing, and we get put right into the moment of whenever that umpire and manager interaction is.
Get some fun T-shirts made out of the moments also sometimes. Remember the "My Boys Are Savages" in the box.
I remember that.
Aaron Boone from that very same moment. Sergio Campagna, the next man up, takes high for ball one. John Wilson losing his command here in the seventh.
Sometimes when it's a nine-run game, you got to make your own entertainment up here.
Marauders down by a hefty margin. Wilson sets at the chest. He takes a breath. The 1-0 pitch. Campagna swings and slaps one into center for a base hit. Around second, trying for three, Norquise Marcos. Center fielder Urbina's throw toward third is on the fly, but it's short. Safe at third is Marcos, and on to second on the play goes Campagna.
A base hit. This is great. Campagna lines it right back up the middle there. And the Marauders have two men on for the first time today, or excuse me, for the second time today.
Sun coming and going as fluffy white clouds are moving in here above Lee Comp Park. Nothing threatening, just some periodic cloud cover that's hovering around in the area. Now John Wilson kicking at the dirt and frustration on that front of the mound there right around his landing spot as he draws a mound visit from Noah Cardenas. And what is Marty the Marauder doing right now? Down the first base dugout, and he's...
he is giving him the business.
Shaking those hips around.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
Marty.
That's is this rated PG-13 all of a sudden?
I suppose.
Second and third and one away. Nick Cimillo bats next for the Marauders. The pitch by Wilson. Fastball a bit high. Misses again. I'm
guessing Marty's trying just about anything to keep the Marauders in this game.
Here's the set, and the southpaw comes home with a 1-0. Cimillo takes another one upstairs. Marty's taking off that hat, and he's fanning himself off. Marty looking a little toasty down there on top of the dugout. And John Wilson didn't like that baseball that he had in his hand, so he discards it toward the Bradenton dugout, gets a fresh one from plate umpire Trey Ward. And I wonder if this is Marty trying to put a hex onto the opposing team or his version of a rally cap. I don't know what this is. He's waving that hat back and forth. 2-0. Cimillo swings and pops it up. This is near home plate, third base side, coming in back into fair territory. Who's got it? First baseman, Dylan Tatum, charges over and makes the catch halfway up the third baseline. Awkward angle, but Tatum makes the call and the catch, two outs.
Right between the catcher Cardenas and the first baseman Schoble there, looks like they might have lost it a little bit in the sun. Fortunately, Tatum sprinting in from his first base position, able to put some leather on it.
Marty still entertaining the crowd from on top of the dugout, marching around to the beat of the walk-up song of Josiah Dixon.
As he's moving his cap around in a circular motion.
Josiah Dixon 0 for 2 today. Second and third, two gone. The pitch. He swings and drives it to right field. Backing up on an Aguiar, looking up into the afternoon sky, makes the catch. The inning is over. The Marauders strand a pair in scoring position here in the seventh inning. 9-0 Fort Myers heading to the eighth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Lecom Park on a Sunday afternoon. Right-hander Carlos Lomeli will now make a relief appearance for Bradenton, who trailed the Mighty Muscles by a score of 9-0. Nick Cimillo chatting it over with Lomeli before the two go to work. Spencer Smith with you alongside Sam Longstreth here in the final regular season home game of 2022 for the Marauders. And Sam, we're hoping things extend beyond this regular season for Bradenton.
That would be great. This team goes to Clearwater next week. Hopefully they can pick up some wins, get into the playoffs, and then at that point, just about anything can happen.
Lomeli delivers his first pitch of the eighth inning. Swung on, flown to right center. Fairly deep by Cardenas. On the run, Josiah Dixon gives way to the center fielder, Campagna, who makes a basket-style catch. Oh, so nonchalant, right at the belt buckle. One away.
Took the words right out of my mouth there. Campagna makes it looking easy out there. Just like it's nothing, just drops right into the glove in the right center field gap. One away.
Campagna always brings some swagger to the field. Defense, at the plate, on the bases, everywhere. Here's Ben Ross. He's 1-for-4, reached down an error in the third inning, singled in the fifth. Toss, misses low and outside. Runs spread all throughout this game for the Mighty Muscles. 3 runs in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth, and 1 in the seventh inning. We play now on the top of the eighth. Lomeli fires the 1-0 and misses low again. Lomeli, a recent brief stint on the injured list, missed only a week of play. But since the month of July began, so 2-plus months now, Lomeli working on a solid stretch of work. 2.78 ERA, 0.97 whip during that period. 2-0 misses inside. And this coming after a May and June, which really did not go Lomeli's way, saw that ERA balloon up over 8 at one point, but it established a firm foundation with a terrific month of April out of the Marauders' bullpen. 3-0, and Ross takes a look at a strike on the Lomeli fastball. Lomeli had also just made some midseason adjustments, as any player would, naturally. He has seen an uptick in that velocity, normally 90-91 earlier in the year, up to 95 over the past couple of months. Next one misses wide. Ben Ross draws a one-out walk.
Only the third walk for the Mighty Muscles today. The Marauders have done a nice job limiting the walks. But the hits have come in bunches here for the Mighty Muscles.
Now, over the past two games, today and last night. Last night, only 2 walks allowed by the Marauders. And as Sam mentioned, only 3 today. Rubel Cespedes, 2-for-3, bats next. First pitch outside. And that came after a 10-game stretch in which the Marauders allowed 6 or more walks in each of those 10 straight games. It got ugly there in the control department. That's on the up and up, thankfully, though, as the 1-0 arrives to Cespedes. Cracks a ground ball up the middle, base hit to center field. Around second and stopping right there is Ben Ross. So he just goes station to station. Center fielder Campagna's throw goes into third base. And just like sharks chasing after blood in the water, one base runner aboard, then another, and it's just snowballed again and again against the Marauders this afternoon.
Third hit on the day for Cespedes. All of them have been singles, but he has scored twice. The hit train keeps going for Fort Myers.
Nine runs on a baker's dozen, 13 hits for the Mighty Muscles as Lomeli faces Keone Cavaco with two men on. His offering, Cavaco checks his swing and a fastball down. Didn't go around.
Eight of the nine Mighty Muscle hitters so far in this lineup have reached. The only one to not reach was Urbina, but he did have a productive out in the seventh.
The stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. Evens in 1-1. Meanwhile, game two of the doubleheader between Tampa and Dunedin is underway. The Tarpons lead 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Up at Steinbrenner Field, where those two teams have struggled greatly with weather interference this past week. Something like over the span of 3 days, the teams were able to play all of three innings, something of that nature. It has been unfortunate for them. They have lost a game completely to the ether in that week's series. 1-1, swung on, driven to right field by Cavaco, sizing it up. Josiah Dixon moving back, making the catch. Lead runner at second, Ross tagging up. He will advance to third easily, standing up, no throw. That puts men on first and third with two outs for Fort Myers.
And while Tampa's not too far north of us, they're about maybe an hour north of us across the bay. They've had the weather issues in bunches coming their way. Fortunately, we have been fortunate down here in Bradenton to not have any of our games at least delayed down here, but it just shows the craziness of Florida in the summer.
Yeah, inevitably, you're going to get weather interference, especially in the later part of the summer. This week, though, totally clean effort as far as no delayed start times here in this series. Carlos Aguiar, first pitch swinging, fouls it off. Mighty Muscles lead 9-0 here in the eighth inning. And being new to Florida just last February when I moved down here and took this job with the team, it's come to realize how there are some sort of microclimates around here. Certain areas get rainier than others. Breaking ball strike, 0-2. Mighty Muscles home Fort Myers just seems to get drenched in the summer every season. Almost every day this team is in Fort Myers. There was some sort of weather interference going on. Thunder, lightning, rain, you name it. Tampa, similar struggles as of late. The 0-2 pitch, Aguiar swings in, dribbles one foul, first baseline.
One of the biggest reasons why the Rays do have a dome up there in St. Petersburg.
That's right, and we've thrown around the idea between us here on staff before and during and after games, like, you know, those Tarpons and Blue Jays have to get those games in. They're meaningful games. Why not borrow the Trop for a couple of days? The 0-2 is outside a ball, and, of course, realistically, that would probably never work. It would be an immensely long shot.
But especially with the Rays hosting the Yankees for a huge series with massive implications in the AL East this weekend.
And got the Red Sox in town also. The 1-2 pitch. That's up and away. Ball two on Aguiar. Carlos Lomeli trying to strand a couple of Fort Myers base runners for a scoreless eighth inning. Here's the set. 2-2 coming. Swing and a ball. Shot foul. Aguiar putting a strong swing on it.
Aguiar having a nice day so far today. He has a double walk. Responsible for two Fort Myers runs in the third.
Lomeli 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. And Aguiar down on strikes. That's the end of the inning. And Carlos Lomeli turns in a scoreless eighth, stranding a pair. Head to the home half. Marauders trail by nine. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Anna and Maggie in the house. They're up on the boardwalk in right field. A couple of our crew members here. I don't think they're following along with the broadcast at the moment. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Anthony Escobar on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. He delivers to Juan Jerez. First plate appearance of the day. He looks at a fastball strike. And then Maggie, a couple of our crew members, they operate the cameras and run show controls and handle a variety of responsibilities on our game day production crew here. They're taking in the game as fans this afternoon, making an on-camera cameo rather than behind the camera where they normally are. That next pitch low and outside to Jerez, a ball to strike.
First at-bat of the day for Jerez as he comes in for Sungche Chang.
Occupies the leadoff spot in the order now as Jerez takes high, 2-1 from Anthony Escobar, who has had a roller coaster season for Fort Myers. ERA up over 8 on the year, 8.31 over 18 appearances. Here he comes with a 2-1. Jerez takes outside, 3-1. The hits have come in masses against Escobar this season. Opponents batting .344 against him. Sets chest high. 3-1 coming. Fastball swung on a foul back. Jerez took a mighty swing.
I believe he was the one who gave up the walk-off homer to Hendry the other night, was he not?
Check back on that. Thursday night, Wyatt Hendry, the walk-off two-run homer. Juan Mendez, actually.
Juan Mendez, okay.
One who served that up. 3-2, the count on Juan Jerez. Here comes the payoff from Escobar. It is low, ball four, sharp eye by Jerez, earning a leadoff walk. Marauders have to start somewhere, chipping away at this 9-run deficit. This is one of the largest deficits all season for the Marauders. Now we're going to see another a pinch hitter here. Tres Gonzalez will bat for Matt Gorski. The rehabbing outfield prospect from AA Altoona has finished his afternoon. So Gorski finishes his day, productive one, 2-for-3, a couple of singles, and reached out an error. Gonzalez, left-handed batter out of Georgia Tech. Pitch, low and inside, skips in the dirt. Gonzalez dancing away. Good backhanded snag by Cardenas. Anthony Escobar, 5'11", 230 pounds. Solidly built righty from Caracas, Venezuela. City that's produced a lot of professional talent. The 1-0. Gonzalez takes a strike. Caracas, Venezuela's capital city. Longtime Major League right-hander Freddy Garcia. First baseman Andres Galarraga from back in the day. They both came from Caracas. 1-1. Just misses. 2-1. Juan Jerez, the runner at first. First baseman Tatum playing behind him. 2-1 coming now. Swung on, fought off foul by Gonzalez. First summer's a professional for Tres Gonzalez, who is the Pirates' fifth-round draft pick this year out of Georgia Tech. really seeing the ball well here at the single-A level. He's reached base safely in 17 of his last 18 games and has a hit in 15 of his 19 total games with Bradenton. Always in that hit column. 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. Gonzalez lays off of one, low and away, working it full.
Escobar working deep into the counts here on both of the first two Marauder hitters in the eighth. Let's see if we can make anything out of it.
Escobar comes home with a 3-2. Gonzalez swings and lifts it down the left field line. Twisting, and out of play. It rolls, or rather ricochets foul off the extended netting up against the Lepensi party deck. Gonzo will see pitch number 7 next. Gonzalez originally drafted by the Dodgers out of high school in 2019, 37th rounder, didn't end up signing. Athleticism runs the family. His older sister, Gabriella, played tennis at Georgia Tech. 3-2 again. Gonzalez swings and fouls it off to the left. Also, Tressa's dad, Eddie, played tennis at NC State. So a lot of athleticism runs in the Gonzalez family. Where's the white batting gloves? Gripping that tan bat. Waiting. 3-2 once more. Swing and a drive out to deep right center. This ball is deep on the run. Urbina loses his hat out of his reach, and it bounces up against the wall. Jerez coming in hot to third. He's being waved home. And there will be no relay throw to the plate. Tres Gonzalez clubs an RBI double. The Marauders are on the board for the first time today.
Looks like they're going to send Erez back to third here. Looks like the outfielders threw up their hands as it bounced off the ABC 7 sign out there in the right center field gap.
Very similar to Sungche Cheng's two-run double last night to the right center field gap. So that one evidently banged up against one of the billboard ads just over the yellow line out there in right center. Let's take another look at it. High bounce, and yep, right off the blue ABC 7 sign. So the right call there by Chad Westlake out on the bases. Second and third, nobody out. Here's Tamar Johnson. Takes a first pitch breaking ball, a strike.
Tamar's had a tough day today, 0-3. Ground out to a double play in the fourth. We'll see if he can get this rolling here.
Second and third, nobody out. Escobar's all one. Breaking ball again. Cut on and missed. 0-2 on Johnson. For the first time in his career, Johnson last night struck out 3 times. Drew a walk, so he kept that modest on-base streak going. He's reached base safely in 5 straight, trying to keep that going this afternoon now. The 0-2 pitch from the right-hander misses low. No wind to speak of as a cloud has moved in front of the sun, shading the playing field. Jerez on third, Gonzalez on second base. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a drive out to right field by Johnson, backing up Aguiar. Still back at the warning track, makes the catch. Both runners are tagging up. Juan Jerez coming in from third to score easily. Tres Gonzalez up to third base. And Tamar Johnson produces a run on a deep sack fly to right field.
Only took one more batter, and the Marauders are on the scoreboard.
RBI number 3 at single A for Tamar Johnson. Gonzalez on third base now for Brennan Dixon, making his first plate appearance of the day. Righty facing a right-handed batter. Escobar lifts his leg and fires a breaking ball low.
Brennan Dixon came in at third for Jack Brannigan back in the top half of the seventh, making his first plate appearance today.
Here comes the 1-0. Fastball low. Marauders on the board via a Tamar Johnson sack fly to deep right field moments ago. Score 9-1. Fort Myers still in a huge lead. Gonzalez off of third into his lead. The 2-0 pitch. That fastball finds the zone. A strike at the knees. Dixon wants to challenge it. That call is upheld, and that's all for challenges today for the Marauders.
Much less efficient challenge showing today as opposed to the earlier games in this series.
Last night especially, I believe 3 calls challenged successfully by Sungche Cheng alone in last night's contest. First baseman Tatum playing up. As the 2-1 comes from Escobar, just outside, 3-1. And Brendan Dixon works it in his favor.
On all those balls coming in from Escobar, as they came in, Brendan Dixon looking into the Marauder dugout, shaking his head no.
Good knowledge of his strike zone. The 3-1 pitch, Dixon takes low and outside, ball four. Close borderline pitch, and the Mighty Muscles challenging this one. This call is upheld, so that's all for challenges altogether. Both teams are out.
Use them or lose them.
Or use them and lose them in
this
case.
There you go, exactly.
That's the way it goes sometimes as pitching coach Carlos Hernandez calls time and comes out of the dugout for the Mighty Muscles. Another scoring update for you from Tampa. Remains a 1-0 Tarpons lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. And really with how closely clustered together these three teams are at the top of the division race, there's really no clear-cut solution for the Marauders on who to root for, given that first place Dunedin, yes, they have the lead, but you know, Tampa's so close behind. The Marauders still not far out of it, even if they go on to lose today. And it's going to be madness going into the final week of the season.
Absolutely, with Marauders going up to Clearwater, with Dunedin hosting Palm Beach. And Tampa, I believe, playing Daytona. It'll be a action-packed last week of the season, and we will be scoreboard watching here for sure.
Clearwater Threshers, who the Marauders will face for that final regular season series starting on Tuesday, they have lost a couple of key bats recently to promotions up to High A Jersey Shore. Outfielder Marcus Lee Sang promoted to Jersey Shore a couple of weeks ago, as well as infielder Hao Yu Lee, both of whom hit the Marauders very well in previous matchups this season. Bradenton here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 9-1, but runners on first and third, one away for Tanner Treadaway. Here's the pitch. Brendan Dixon breaks for second, pitches outside, and Dixon takes second base on defensive indifference.
Not a whole lot of movement there from either Ross or Cespedes. Dixon takes it easily.
Treadaway staring down two men in scoring position. The 1-0 swung on, driven down the right field line. Foul. Picture-perfect skies here in Bradenton. Nicely textured, fluffy whites above us. Periodically blocking the sun. Here comes a big cloud from beyond right field. Going to provide a few players at least with some shade. Gonzalez on third, Dixon on second. The 1-1. Treadaway lays off a slider low and away.
Treadaway so far today, 0-2. He did reach base on a walk in the fifth and was one of the farther advancing Bradenton Marauder runners.
Here comes the 2-1. Swinging a line drive to the third baseman. Trapped by the third baseman, Schobel. He stops it, goes to first base for the out. Run scores. That is Gonzalez coming home. And up to third base on the play goes Brendan Dixon. So an RBI ground out on the 5-3 put out by Treadaway. Marauders that get their second run of the inning. But now there are two outs here in the eighth.
That ball bounced right in front of Schobel's glove. It looked like for a moment he might have been able to catch that on a line, but takes a very short bounce right in front of his glove, able to trap it, flip it over to first, and the Mighty Muscles will definitely take a run for an out here.
Norquise Marcos bats next. Two outs, a man on third. The pitch. He takes a fastball right down the gut for strike one. You can also tell by the fact that Schobel quickly stood up and threw to first base that even he himself knew that he trapped it, didn't catch it on the fly. 0-1 to Marcos. Takes inside, dodging it with his lower half.
Marcos started off the game at first, shifted over to short when Erez replaced Sungche Chang. 0-2 with a walk so far today.
Now Escobar tosses the 1-1 pitch. There's a swing and a cracked bat. Looper towards short. Out into the outfield. Grass goes Ben Rossi. Makes the over-the-shoulder grab. Inning over, but the Marauders played a pair to make it a 9-2 ball game. On to the ninth here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
To the ninth inning we go, 9-2 for Myers in the lead. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth for the final home game of the regular season here in 22. And Sam, it's been quite the ride and quite the fun time up here in the booth, but the Marauders trying to hang tough here in the ninth inning. As Dylan Tatum takes a pitch inside from Cy Nielsen.
Absolutely.
Dylan Tatum, first baseman, leading off, number 9 hitter in the order. Opening up this ninth inning for the Mighty Muscles, Tatum today. Has a two-run homer back in the second, 1-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch. Next one swung on, popped up first base side, and out of play. Anyway, you slice it, if the Marauders do indeed go on to lose this game, they still remain close in the division chase. It's going to be an exciting final week, as we touched on earlier.
Still very much within the Marauders' grasp. This week may not have gone as they had wanted to, but still a lot to play for.
Nielsen gets a swing and a miss at the 1-1 offering. Dylan Tatum behind in the count, 1-2. Good-looking changeup from Nielsen. Eighth-round pick this year out of BYU. Nielsen, Utah native from Spanish Fork, Utah. He brings the 1-2, swinging a ball pushed foul off the end of the bat. Nielsen features a crossbody motion of sorts. Can be especially deceptive against left-handed hitters. But as we saw with that changeup swung on and missed by Tatum on the previous pitch, he brings some good stuff, commands the fastball in the low 90s. Hands together below the belt buckle. Here's his 1-2 again to Tatum. Take in. Oh, man, just off the plate away. Just a couple of inches missing.
That sure looked pretty good from up here.
9 runs on 13 hits, 1 error for the Mighty Muscles, 2 runs on 5 hits for the Marauders, who have committed 3 errors. The 2-2. Tatum swings and drills it down the left field line in the air, foul.
And those errors have been extremely costly for the Marauders so far this game.
And they've led to 3 unearned runs for Bradenton. But unfortunately, with the totals that Fort Myers has put up, those 3 runs out of the 9 total, that's just a drop in the bucket. 2-2, the count. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on, driven to left field by Tatum, backing up a couple of steps, and now coming back in on it, Tanner Treadaway. He makes the catch. One gone.
Looked good off the bat there from Tatum. Just not a lot of wind out there to aid that ball, and it drops right into the waiting glove of Tanner Treadaway.
Here comes Luis Baez, who is replaced Misael Urbina last half inning as the new center fielder. So Urbina's day is finished. He's 0 for 5. Make that 0-for-4, actually, with a sac fly and an RBI. The pitch. That is in for a strike from Nielsen. Had a nice pregame conversation with Nielsen yesterday before the game and touched on all sorts of subjects. Growing up in Utah and who his baseball heroes were. Grew up a big Red Sox fan, he and his family. The 0-1 coming. Swinging a bouncing ball to short, charging Norquis Marcos. He gloves it, has time, throws to first in time to get the speedy Baez. 2 away. As you can imagine, a couple of the Red Sox players, the Nielsen, followed most closely. John Lester, and David Price, a couple of fellow lefties on the mound.
Good ones to idolize, for sure.
Absolutely. Tanner Schobel is the next hitter up. 1-for-4, a single and a walk. Went out to talk about Nielsen's time pitching in the Cape Cod League for the Chatham Anglers. And a pitch just missing to Schobel, 1-0. Nielsen went on to say that one point he and his family, or I believe he and his mom actually, made the drive all the way from Utah out to Fenway Park for a game. See the Red Sox play. 0-1 pitch is low. And said that his dad ended up joining them later on. He had to fly himself out. And they all enjoyed a beautiful experience at Fenway Park. And you can only imagine for Red Sox fans based in Utah, finally making the trek out there. Just what a wonderful experience that would be coming that far. Next pitch misses 2-1.
Absolutely. Talk about a road trip.
Yeah. Kind of chuckled as Nielsen shared that memory there. And as he saw me chuckling off Mike, he said, oh, yeah, it was a long drive. 2-1 as the left-hander fires home. Schobel takes strike 2 over the inside half.
At one point, once you get there, you never want to step foot in a car again.
Practically. Base is empty, 2 outs. Marauders trailing by 7. Cy Nielsen brings a 2-2. Schobel swings and taps it foul. Stays in there. Now, Nielsen, we last saw him a couple of nights ago, Friday night, pitched 2 scoreless innings at the tail end of the Marauders' 4-0 loss. Starting to hit his stride out of the Marauders' bullpen lately. Got a couple of longer outings under his belt. Looking for a scoreless ninth to contribute to the cause today. Here in the series finale, 2-2 again. High and tight. Rides in on Schobel, almost got him. And that misses for ball 4.
Cy Nielsen has that ERA just north of 7. He has been able to bring that down over his last couple of appearances, so he's done a nice job at that.
Very small handful of outings here at the single-A level, so those numbers will get stunted a bit by a couple of bumpy outings. His first pitch here to Daniel Osorio, just missing outside. Nielsen wears the black number 22 with the gold outlines on the back of the white jersey. Leans in, gets the sign, hands together below the belt, and the 1-0 toss. Osorio swings and drives it deep left field. On the run, Tanner Treadaway, he's looking up after this ball, and it's gone! Daniel Osorio launches a home run, and the Mighty Muscles are back in the run column. It's now 11-2. First home run of the year by Daniel Osorio.
That ball just kept carrying off the bat of Osorio. And bumps off the Nissan of Bradenton sign out there in the left center field gap. And the Fort Myers advantage is back up to 9.
First home run since last season by Osorio. His lone home run last year came up at High A Cedar Rapids. So the Marauders deficit back to 9 runs. Here's Nate Baez batting for Noah Cardenas. Here's the pitch, a fastball for a strike, actually an off-speed. Nate Baez, part of the offensive output for Fort Myers yesterday. 3-run homer in the second inning of last night's game. The 0-1 cut on him, missed. He chased in the dirt.
After that home run down there in the Fort Myers dugout, looked like they were giving Osorio the silent treatment at first. And then finally jumped on him.
Classic. 0-2 from Nielsen. Swing and a miss, and Baez down on strikes. End of the inning, but a 2-run homer by Daniel Osorio makes it back to a 9-run lead for Fort Myers. One last chance for the Marauders coming up. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
All right. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooper. The journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Skies here in Bradenton, beautiful. The results on the scoreboard as of the current moment, not so much. The Marauders trail 11-2 here at Lecom Park. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. It has been a long afternoon for Bradenton on all facets of this game. Offensively, defensively, pitching-wise, and Sam, the Marauders looking for one last fight here at the bottom of the ninth in the home finale.
Looking to hopefully send these fans home happy. Just 10 runs, not too much to ask.
The Marauders will rally for as many as they can here to send the crowd home, reasonably happy with the late effort. Let's see what we can get here. Sergio Campagna leads off against new right-hander Zaquiel Puentes. First pitch ripped at and missed. Campagna 0-1. Two-hit afternoon for Sergio. He's 2-for-3. Already batting .385 over his last four games, so he is on a nice tear. Righty on a righty. Puentes kicks, fires, and too high. The fastball misses.
Along with the bat today, Campagna has made quite a few nice catches out there in center, including a diving play to end the fifth.
Puentes brings the 1-1. Campagna swings through a heater at 93, 1-2. 11 runs on a staggering 14 hits for Fort Myers. Two runs on five hits for Bradenton, meanwhile. Puentes ready on the mound. Here he comes with a 1-2. Low and outside to Campagna in the dirt. Some flocks of crows are just flying all over the place beyond the outfield here. Some of them settling on the light towers in right center and left center. Some of them just relentlessly and aimlessly circling over the outfield. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball three. I wonder if the crows heard about the postgame shindig here at the ballpark for staff here after the final home game.
I'm sure.
Snacks and beverages. They're probably hoping to pick at the leftovers. Not allowed. 3-2. Campagna checks his swing and a pitch that's called strike three anyway. Campagna wants to challenge it, but the Marauders are all out. One away for Bradenton here in the ninth. Nick Cimillo bats next. He's 0-for-3. One of the newer members to the position player fold on the Marauders roster. Cimillo, drafted in the 16th round this year out of Rutgers. Pitch taken high and inside. He leans away from the fastball from Puentes. Whole bevy of runs all across the line score today for Fort Myers. Three runs in the second, two in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth, one in the seventh, and two in the ninth inning. Meanwhile, for the Marauders, just two in the eighth. 1-0, high and inside again. Puentes missing.
Well, Cimillo's had a rough day at the plate today. He's done a great job defensively behind home for the Marauder pitching staff, preventing what may have been even more Fort Myers runs.
2-0, high and inside yet again, and Cimillo jackknifes out of the way.
Sure, Cimillo not too pleased with that pitch there, but gratefully did not hit him.
Samillo built more or less in the Dan Wilson mold of catchers. 6'3", 215 pounds on the taller side for a catcher. 3-0. High and tight. He draws a four-pitch walk. Might add Matt Wieters into that sort of class of catchers as well, build-wise. So Samillo draws a four-pitch walk with one out here in the ninth. And Josiah Dixon, also hitless today. He's 0-3. He bats next. Sun shining brightly down onto the field here at Lee Comp Park. Final home game of the Marauders' regular season here in 2022. Samillo breaks for second. Pitches outside for a ball to Dixon. And on defensive indifference, the Mighty Muscles let Samillo take second, standing up.
Absolutely blazing wheels from Nick Samillo out there.
Righty on righty. Runner in scoring position now. The 1-0 from Puentes. Fastball strike.
As you mentioned earlier, Dixon 0-3 on the day. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. Well, can hopefully add another to the score for Bradenton.
1-1, the pitch to Dixon. Swung on, rolled to short. Fielded cleanly by Ross. Looks to third, goes to first base with a throw in plenty of time. Two away as Dixon is retired. Nick Samillo goes to third on the play. And the Marauders down to their final out this afternoon. Got to wait until we get our center field camera angle again, but I think I saw a couple of our lovely staff members here with the Marauders down the seats behind home plate. Yeah, there we go. Nolan Bialik of our ticket sales department and Haley Diaz, our community manager, taking in the game from close up. First pitch to Juan Jerez. He waves at a slider and misses. 0-1. Well, it's not often that our staff members get to take in the game from such close proximity. Usually moving around, helping with the fan experience during these games. The 0-1 coming. Jerez swings and chops one hard. Foul, third base side, and Gustavo Omana makes a nice, easy grab on that bouncer and flicks it over the screen into the seats.
I wonder if our coaches keep track of how many they field over the course of a game or of a season.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Omana would be high up there.
The 0-2 now. Jerez takes one outside. Marauders trail in this game 11-2 down to their final strike. Here in the final home game of the 2022 home slate of the regular season. Puentes lifts his leg in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The ball pops out of the mid of Cardenas. Picks it up. Tags Jerez. And the game is over. The Mighty Muscles win this one in commanding fashion 11-2. And they salvage a series split here in Bradenton this week. Marauders win the first three of the set. Drop the final three. And not the end result, safe to say, for Bradenton here this week in their final home series of the year. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Stick around. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith alongside Sam Longstreth. Final score 11-2. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles win it, and they salvage a series split as Sam, the Marauders, got off to a hot start this week. They overcame some difficulties in the control and command department, some resilient hitting, but everything just fell flat, unfortunately, here in the home finale today.
Absolutely. First three games of the series, the Marauders came from behind, took them, and were looking red hot coming into Friday night. But unfortunately, both Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Fort Myers bats came alive, and Bradenton, unfortunately, unable to salvage one today.
We'll boil it down for you very briefly. Top of the second inning, three runs for the Mighty Muscles, including a two-run homer off the bat of Dylan Tatum. They added one, or rather two, in the top of the third inning on a two-run double off the bat of Carlos Aguiar. Another run in the top of the fifth inning, that came via a Rubel Cespedes sack fly to center field. Two more runs in the sixth inning, an RBI single by Kalai Rosario, and an RBI double by Noah Cardenas. A run in the seventh, that came on a sack fly to center by Misael Urbina. And in the top of the ninth, the Mighty Muscles two more on a Daniel Osorio two-run bomb. The Marauders got their lone two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. A sacrifice fly to deep right field by Tamar Johnson. And also a run scored on an RBI groundout by Tanner Treadaway. That would be all the scoring the Marauders would get, as these are the final totals. Fort Myers, 11 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, 11 men left on base. And for the Marauders, 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and 8 men left on base. The well-deserved win goes to Jordan Carr. 5 scoreless innings. He struck out 4 for the Muscles. The loss goes to Po-Yu Chen, roughed up for 5 runs, 3 earned on 7 hits over just 3 laborious innings out the gate for the Marauders. Time of game, 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of a Sunday afternoon crowd of 507 here at Leacom Park. 88 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their loss, with their win, the Mighty Muscles improved their second half record to 25-34, 66-57 overall. They have the best overall record in the league this season. The Marauders, with their loss, drop a third in a row. They fall to 35-25 in the second half and 64-61 overall. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, the postgame show continues. We'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marauders postgame show continues at Leacom Park. Spencer and Sam back with you. Time to name our Marauders player of the game. And Sam, Matt Gorski with a nice performance. 2 for 3, reached on an error, a couple of hard-hit balls. He is today's Marauders player of the game, and he accounted for a good chunk of the offense today for Bradenton. There was not much today.
Not a whole lot for the Marauders going today. Base hit in the first and the fourth. Reach on error for Matt Gorski. He provided a lot of hard-hit balls for this Marauder offense. Fortunately, unable to score on any of those hits. So, way to go, Matt.
Matt Gorski, the Marauders player of the game today, as he is with the team on minor league rehab from AA Altoona. We now turn our attention to Tuesday's game as the Marauders take the request for a postseason berth onto the road up to Clearwater. Just a short drive up 19. The Marauders face the Clearwater Threshers at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. They'll take on the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll be underway at BayCare Ballpark at 6:30 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 6:15 p.m. as Marauders look to snap a three-game losing streak and keep themselves in the mix for a postseason berth as we approach the final six games of the regular season. Teams closely clustered to the top of the standings still. First place Dunedin, the second place Marauders and Tampa Tarpons, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers still in the mix. And Sam, it's been a pleasure having you on the air with me today, as well as for the couple of other dates you were able to join me. And we appreciate the liveliness and the energy and the bundle of excitement you bring. Thank you so much for joining me today, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Spencer. It's a great opportunity to be in here with you. I loved it. And thankful to the Marauders for this chance.
Once again, the final score today, 11-2. The Mighty Muscles beat the Marauders here in the home finale of 2022. For Sam Longstreth, I'm Spencer Smith, saying so long and good afternoon from Lecom Park in Bradenton.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.